Live from the Russ Martin Studios in Dallas, Texas, it's the Russ Martin Show, starring Russ Martin with Dan O'Malley and the Russ Martin Band. And now, here's Russ.
Flo told me about it. I just heard it before 3 o'clock. One of the promos that they run on 1190, promoting all the shows. Would you like to hear it?
I would, yeah.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
Yeah, that's terrible. There's really no way around it.
And if you'll notice, they don't mention my name or when we're on.
No, that doesn't.
I'm sure there are other promos.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's more of just a general, hey, this is who we are.
And, okay, who is that?
Well, it's the station. It's 1190.
These kids are doing their own thing.
Here's some of what you can expect while listening all day, every day, to 1190.
Although it sounds like I'm setting, if I were a listener, do I want to listen to that station? I have kids. It's like setting at a broadcast slot machine. You don't know what kind of vulgarity is going to come flying out.
Yeah, that's true. Then again, your kids aren't going to want to listen to any of those shows.
I bet they want to listen to the guy that wears a... Well, they would know Freddie Mercury.
No, but they'd be curious about the guy that...
Yeah.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
I think that last guy, before the end, I think that's that Michael Berry guy that they keep talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to work on the same template. No, you're not.
Mm-mm.
Well, what template do you use?
Wait.
Think of it like broadcast menudo.
That's pretty solid. I can go with that.
Menudo, isn't that just a mixture of a bunch of things?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a mixture of things a whole lot of people don't want. But
what's,
hey.
What's the main ingredient in your menudo show? Tripe.
Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of it. Thick. You can't even spoon it off the top.
We're the tripe part of the menudo.
I can't wait to see what else Clove finds in the 1190 library.
Yeah. I'll say this. That's one of the more intriguing station promos I've ever heard. It makes me want to listen.
But most of them, they identify, you know, who it is, when they're on.
That does tend to help.
Or maybe this is, like you said, hey, here's who we are. You don't have to know everything.
Right. This is just a peek of your curiosity.
Mike, I can't believe some of the things you say on the radio.
I like how he's kind of talking around it, like, hey, these are the things I'm going to do, and then you fought, then it's you actually doing it.
Mike, you're just you're a wildebeest. You're out of control on the radio.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
At least they know on which one to go out. Like, yeah, that's the finisher. Put that last.
When's that guy on?
quick, I recognize that voice. Either turn the radio off or slam the car into something. Which one's ever quicker? That snowman butt-f***ing guy. I don't want my kids to hear about that.
They're going to hear about it eventually.
From where?
From their friends at school, that's where.
Oh.
From the cool parents who listen.
You make it sound like it's something, well, kids are going to hear about certain things all the time.
They are.
I don't think butt-f***ing snowman is one of them.
Well, no.
They're giving Burl Ives a reach around.
No, those are things that would be unexpected.
Shoot all over Charlie Brown and then use that kid's blanket to clean it up. It's a kid with a blanket. It's a Linus?
Linus, yeah.
There's one with a dust cloud over him.
Pigpen.
Yeah, Pigpen.
Why can't they bathe that mother?
Maybe they've tried.
I think they've tried to pour water over him before, then it just rises back up, that dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never explained why he's nasty.
I don't. Not that I've seen.
I'm surprised has it been some family group, hey, you can't make fun of handicapped children.
He's not handicapped.
Well, he stinks all the time.
That's a choice.
Well, then he lives in poverty. Something's causing that stench to follow him around.
Maybe he's just a free spirit. His parents allow him to bathe on his own schedule, thinking eventually he'll come around on his own without us forcing it upon him.
No. Kids don't like to take baths.
Right.
Most kids you have to force to take baths.
I know. I'm hypothesizing. The reason why he's dirty is maybe his parents just say, eventually he'll clean himself.
So you're going to hypothesize about that, but not why I want to give Burl Ives a reach around.
There are some battles.
Shoot right in his cold eyes.
Oh, my God. I don't have to hypothesize about that because you're saying you want to do those things. And I assume the answer as to why is because it turns you on.
I bet Luke Bryan would do Burl Ives.
Hell yeah.
I'd tear that mother up.
If you give me a finger in the air, I'll know when to hit the bleep. Right.
All right.
Man, I'll tear that mother up.
There you go. Right on.
I can bleep swear. This is great.
Who else is it you like to have sex with?
My wife.
Okay.
She's big on it, thank goodness.
You guys ever role play? I think we've talked about this.
I'm sure we have.
You dressed her up like a clown.
Yep, I did. Because I'll tell you right now, I need the finger. I was reaching for my own fake beep. Man, I'll tell you right now, I'll damn clown.
Sounds like you'll almost anything there, Luke.
Just about. Last week I shot this like 300-pound buck with my hunting buddies. I screwed all the buddies. I made that deer watch. Jason Aldean got it good.
Take a little ride with him.
Mm-hmm. Man, that right there, that's the king of bro country. And I told him to ride it.
All right, so let me make sure I understand this. You shot a 300-pound buck.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to f*** us instead?
Well, why else are we hanging out in this house in the middle of nowhere?
Luke, there are other movies than Brokeback Mountain. There are movies where guys just hang out and get along and ride horses.
Maybe, but Brokeback had phenomenal cinematography. It lures you in.
The attention to detail. Oh, I have forgotten my lube. What shall I use?
Man, that movie's built for country. Everything can be fixed with spit. Are you thirsty? Spit. Need lube? Spit.
Man, I'll f*** a clown.
I will, man.
Didn't Luke Bryan win something?
Oh, God, yes.
Over the weekend?
Yeah. Last night were the American Music Awards, and he was up for Favorite Male Artist in the Country category, and he won.
Or Favorite Male...
Country Artist.
Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Actually, I have his acceptance speech. It's cut number 4.
Why are you laughing already?
It's because it's Luke Bryan, and of course, he can't just be normal. He's got to give me more material.
I want to thank God above for letting me tour night in and night out on the road. I want to thank...
You better thank your wife in there someplace.
Man, I thanked her back at the ACMs or the CMAs or the other acronym award shows.
The OPP.
I thanked her like 5 minutes before I came up here.
I want to thank God above for letting me tour night in and night out on the road. I want to thank the fans, all the fans out there for making it possible to stand up here and win these awards. I want to thank all my management, my booking agent, Jay Williams, I always forget you. All my guys out on the road, my band, my crew, my bus driver, Mama and them, you know. But anyway, love you so much. Thanks for making my dreams come true. Love you. Thank you.
Man, the bus driver, man, he can drive a bus. Sometimes I'll just sit there and watch him turn and steer and hit the brake a little bit. One time I told him to park over and over again. It was a thing of beauty.
Can he parallel park?
Oh, yeah, he could parallel that bus like a son of a bitch. One time he parked it parallel in front of the marble slab. The bus was longer than the building, but he still squeezed it in.
I can't believe you laugh at that.
Again, it's one of those things.
Oh, and that reminds me.
Yes.
While I'm thanking the bus driver, I should also thank the guy behind the counter at Marble Slab. He is really good.
Are we talking about the Creamery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love that place.
A lot of people refer to funeral homes as a marble slab.
No, I like
the coroner's office.
I don't like them.
Ice cream there at the funeral home, a little too.
That's a little morbid.
Meaty.
Also meaty. I prefer the sweets. But man, that bus driver he kicks ass.
You're stuck in this driver.
I just love that beep when he backs up. I made a tune to it. It's called the beep song.
Got any lyrics to go with it?
Yeah, beep. Oh, beep, beep. That's all I got so far. I've been too busy writing acceptance speeches.
Yeah, I read someplace, this is his third year in a row to win the Country Music Artist of the Year.
That is.
Is it male or?
Yeah, that's Male Country Artist of the Year, American Music Awards.
Well, I didn't know if they broke it down to male, female.
I think they did, yeah. The one that won for favorite female was Carrie Underwood.
Do they do that with all categories? Break it down to male, female?
I'm not sure if they did it to all. I want to say yes.
Doesn't really seem fair.
Why is that?
It's not like the women have an advantage over the men or vice versa.
Well, then again, it also depends on, you know, the genre as well. I mean, there's only a handful that you could even nominate, let alone win in, say, a rock category as far as favorite female.
Maybe they do both because the, I don't know if the American Music Awards get any residuals from airplay. I don't know how this works.
I don't either.
But if you get the more awards you give away, the more record sales people are going to have, or the more airplay they're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, if the AMA gets a piece of the action, then that makes sense having the male-female.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised they don't add in babies and Haitian midgets.
Well, they do have a bunch of the categories that never get aired. They still have them.
Yeah, I'd feel really good about that. How come this part didn't air? We do this just... Think of it like you got something just for showing up. Honorable mention, but nobody wants to see honorable mentions on national television.
Yeah, I remember it was in the Oscar telecast. It used to be that they would show the pre-awards Oscars, like pre-show. Like all the categories you don't really care about, but they would just have like a quick montage of them. That's all a bunch of like weird-looking dudes. You know, like, ooh, best grip.
Yeah.
You want an Oscar for picking up cable.
What?
Nothing. Different awards.
Oh, you're thinking like the porn awards? Like the best fluffer?
Yeah.
He won something, or he, I don't know if we ever played the audio or not. He thanked his wife for being there?
Yeah, that was actually, what was that? I got that somewhere. Yeah, it was for some other award show that he was thanking his wife for always being there for him. It might have been around the time of the CMAs. It was just like an interview he did around that time.
What was that, the 19th?
Yeah, it could be.
Let me go back and look at my notes since I keep notes from every day.
All right.
Luke Bryan's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it. I don't know if we ever got around to it.
I don't think we did. Yeah, it was CMT Artists of the Year, and that was during an interview. I actually still have the audio. It's should be cut number two.
My wife has been there from the time that I had just gotten my record deal to, I mean, we've sat, you know, together and cried about whether any of this would ever happen, and she's ridden the ride through having kids and figuring out becoming parents and then getting here now. And certainly she's always been somebody that just really supports my crazy ideas and lets me go out on stage, and she just comes out and has fun with everybody.
Yeah, she really is great. I mean, what more can you ask in a woman that showed up at the right time? I mean, it was like it was meant to be, destiny. I get a record contract and a hot blonde decided to let me have sex with her.
I feel like I was part, I'm not trying to do your voice.
No, just fine.
Part of the, feel like it was a scene out of the Ricky Bobby story. He starts racing and winning, all of a sudden he gets a hot blonde wife.
Yeah, that's how it worked, man. Me and Ricky Bobby and Luke Bryan, that's great. I also sound like Ricky Bobby's best friend.
What was his name?
Cal Naughton Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like for a Halloween, I'll go as Cal Naughton Jr. from Talladega Nights. And I'll just carry around a pack of Big Red.
And if people won't take it,
you.
Okay. Need a break here?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, good Lord.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:35. First check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, just after Regal Road. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back in the 35-183 split. And in Grand Prairie, southbound 360 right at Riverside Parkway, got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Trinity Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear skies tonight, 40 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 63. Right now, 60 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You know, actually, that was a song by Def Leppard that was never a hit. I was surprised.
I could tell immediately it was Def Leppard, but didn't recognize it.
I think it's a lead. Two, 3 minutes long. I like that better than, what was it, Two Steps Behind?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We have to give something to the women. Women want to blow you. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the 80s. I think you just going from town to town and providing that service is what they were looking for.
Let's see if that's in the library. I had to steal it off YouTube. I steal everything off YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What I was going to tell you about this weekend.
Oh, you started to say something about your energy.
Oh, that's not important.
Oh, okay.
Find it. My money is this. It's not in the library. You've never heard this?
I'm sure I have.
I don't think it got any radio play.
Yeah, but I had the album as a kid.
It's not off Pyromania, is it?
No, this is Adrenalize.
No.
92.
Music I play in the background when I'm giving it to the chicks. I know it's time to get raw dogged.
Mm-hmm. Time to take the T-tops off.
Yeah. I'm going to do you good, baby. We're going to have to take the tops off the Trans Am.
Uh-huh. So what's he saying? Make love like a what?
Man.
Okay. The man threw me off and something. I couldn't tell what he was saying.
No. What is that? I was wrong. It's about 4 minutes. Okay. I just liked it for a bump. I didn't care.
No, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Man, it was a good game.
I know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. With the win yesterday, last night over the Giants, the Cowboys are now in tied first place with the Philadelphia Eagles.
What are they, 7-3?
8-3.
Oh, okay.
8-3 as of last night, which sets up a great game for Thanksgiving on Thursday, where the Cowboys host the Philadelphia Eagles to decide the lead in the NFC East. But last night's game started out pretty much terrible. The Giants scored touchdowns on their first three possessions, got the Cowboys down early. At one point, they were down 14-3. And I don't know if you've seen it yet. Have you seen any photos or video of the catch that the Giants receiver made last night?
Jesus hell. That.
No.
Wow.
All I saw was the recap on the news last night. I had no idea who won.
Yeah. The Cowboys won 31-28. It took a fourth quarter comeback. Last second to do it.
Dez Bryant?
He had the game-winning touchdown pass from Romo with minute one left in the fourth quarter to make it 31-28.
I wonder if that pisses off anybody else that made a touchdown in the game.
What do you mean?
Dez Bryant made the game-winning touchdown. Well, if I hadn't caught it, we wouldn't have won. You know, somebody scored earlier in the game.
I see what you're saying. But actually, that's kind of what Cole Beasley, the little white wide receiver for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the one that runs around in the end zone going,
over here.
Not yesterday. Actually, he had two big catches yesterday. One was like a 40-yard touchdown. He caught like 5 yards downfield, and then he just turned on that little great white hope speed and phew, right to the end zone.
Like Rudy, man.
Yeah, his hair, because he's got just long flowing hair sticking out underneath the helmet, so his hair is just flowing in the wind, little blonde.
Man, I don't believe it. I'm fishing a berry, and I'm telling you, why people can't run that fast.
I understand, but...
That kid must be, he must have that vitiligo.
The what?
You know, to turn black people white.
Oh, that's what it is.
Isn't that what it's called?
That's it.
Yeah, he must have that. I've never seen any white person hit the ground move like that.
Well, you should see him dunk a basketball, which is even more impressive considering he's 5'8".
Is he really that short?
Yeah.
Is that suited up or just in general?
No, that's in general. Yeah, I think he's listed at 5'8", 175.
Sounds kind of stocky, doesn't it?
No. I mean, he's muscular, but I mean...
Okay. Yeah. I've only noticed him a couple of times.
Well, he had two big catches yesterday, one for a touchdown, and then another big catch on the fourth quarter drive. That led to Dez Bryant's touchdown. I think he was excited, though, even though Dez caught the game winner. Now, the catch everyone's talking about, this was on Sunday Night Football on NBC last night. This is Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. Cut number 5. The receiver is Odell Beckham Jr., and this is how they called it.
And Manning's going to heave one. There's a flag. Beckham, one-handed catch. How in the world?
Oh, my goodness.
And Brandon Carr was back there. I mean, he is... insane. How do you make that catch?
Oh, my.
Now
what
start...
do you do? Catch the ball and the flag at the same time?
Almost. So what he
Man,
did
that
was.
Would be sweet. Yeah. Flag didn't hit the field. I caught that and then the ball.
Well, with one hand, he was tussling with the Cowboys defensive back, Brandon Carr, and that guy falls down. So now Beckham has to look up to find the ball, and he has to catch it kind of like lift. With one hand.
It's like he's winning a limbo competition.
And catching a football at the same time.
What are you in the air too? Just totally in the air?
Yeah, it was sort of a jump and a slash fall, catch with one hand, bring it to the body, and fall inbounds in the end zone for the touchdown.
Wonder if they're thinking about just in that split second when they're in the air in one of those funky poses.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hope somebody with high speed film's catching this.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be a damn good picture.
A lot of people did. What was funny, though, is in some photos, you could actually see photographers behind him not taking photos. There was a couple of guys, one guy specifically, instead of looking through the lens, he had the camera down in front of him, sort of like, huh? It's like, wow. It's like, hey, click, click, man. This is your job. This is what makes you money.
All right, let me go back to the clip.
Stepped out either. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Defense number 39. Penalties decline. Result of the play.
Somebody guessed penalty was against the Cowboys.
Oh, it was, yeah. So they declined that, and the play stood, and that was a touchdown. That then made the score 14-3.
Touchdown.
You have to be kidding me. That is impossible. That is absolutely impossible what he just did. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life.
It's in the conversation.
Wow. After being fouled. I mean, he was clearly fouled on the play, and that's clean. That's not... Oh, that's ridiculous.
I mean, he does it basically with his thumb and his forefinger. That is ridiculous. Unbelievable.
And that's coming from the man that called the Miracle on Ice game.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Others will understand.
Is that a football game?
No.
Miracle on Ice?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It was the 1980 Winter Olympics U.S. men's hockey team versus the Russians. Al Michaels had the call on that game. At the end, he's the one that said, "Do you believe in miracles?"
Oh. Okay. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. He's had a big career.
I feel good about him saying that.
Anyways, it really was just a ridiculous catch. Everyone, you know, like social media blew up everything with excitement on it. But then the Cowboys were still able to come back and win the game, which, of course, leads us to Coach Garrett having yet another electrifying post-game press conference. One of the questions he was asked, cut six, how do you feel about coming back when you were down by 11?
Oh, I think it says a lot about the character of our guys.
This clip says down by 14.
It was 11.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just going with what you wrote.
Oh, I think it says a lot about the character of our guys and, you know, their ability to focus, you know, the mental toughness. We have this expression, you know, be your best regardless of circumstances. And there were some circumstances. You're playing on the road. You're down 11. You know, we're not making the stops. We're not sustaining drives. And we just had to regroup at halftime and make a commitment to each other. We're going to go out and play one play at a time. We're going to fight. We're going to scratch and claw. And our mental toughness and our will was going to be the difference. And I thought our guys responded well to it.
Are you inspired?
Normally during halftime when we're behind, I have to explain to them the numbers.
Mm.
They have more than we do right now. So if that continues, we will not you will not be able to wear your jammies on the plane back.
Those damn jammies. Cut number seven. Coach Garrett was asked, how did you overcome that deficit?
Oh, let's see. Let me think. Does he throw out any specifics?
Well, he's very specific.
Well, we knew at halftime we had to come back. We're going to have to play harder, take control of the ball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big plays. Got to, right?
Got to make the big plays.
Yeah.
You have to. When you're behind, you have to make big plays. Pretty big plays.
So you're down 11 on the road at half. You know, it's a matter of challenging each other to stay focused. It's going to come down to your mental toughness. It's going to come down to your will, your ability to fight. And I thought all those things were demonstrated by our football team. All three phases contributed in the second half. I thought our defense did a really good job making stops early on, taking some of the things away from them that they had some success with in the first part of the ball game. I thought our offense did a good job having balance, cashing in on drives, making some big plays. Special teams contributed. And then we made the plays and we needed to make them in all three phases and do what we needed to do to win that ball game.
So you came back and won.
Well, it was more than that. There's big plays.
Okay. How is it you decide when you're going to make the big plays?
Well, you don't. You just have to play and hope that you make it. You don't always know that it's a big play until it's a big play. You're not afforded the luxury of knowing beforehand.
Does he have plans on making big plays?
What you do as a coach is you put your players in the best position possible to make big plays.
So you have not only the offensive coach, defensive coach, special teams coach. Yep. Now you have the big plays coach.
If you want to get specific, you have Jason Garrett, head coach. Underneath him, you have a defensive coordinator. You also have an offensive coordinator. But you also have another offensive coordinator that calls the plays, who's the director of the passing game. And the other offensive coordinator is the director of the running game.
How do they not step on each other's feet when it comes to directing?
I think that's why they had to divvy it up between running plays and passing plays, even though the guy that is the passing play coordinator is the one that's calling the plays.
What does Garrett do?
He is what you refer to now as a walk-around coach. He used to be the one that would call the plays because he was offensive coordinator before, but he finally gave that up and delegated that to somebody else. Last year it was Bill Callahan, and he didn't like how he did that, so he brought in a guy named Scott Linehan and had him do that.
Is there another cliff?
Yes. Cut eight. Coach Garrett was asked, at what point were you back in the game?
The biggest thing is you just have to keep. Well, I felt like we were in the game the whole time. The biggest thing is you just have to keep taking it play by play. You know, that's something that we emphasize as a coaching staff, maybe more than anything else. You know, this game is about one play at a time. Focus, do your job. You know, be physical, be relentless, all of that. And I think in all three phases as the game wore on, we just simply did a better job of that. And never felt like we were out of the game. We needed to get some stops on defense, though. And we did once the second half started. We continued to move the ball on offense, and we cashed in on making some plays.
I have a question.
Sure.
Dan, what the hell is all three phases?
Offense, defense, special teams.
Okay.
Three phases of football.
I thought he was just confused as to, like, the number of quarters.
No,
sometimes that's when we found out that we had lost because we left after the third phase.
So we worked there for the whole game.
So technically, we didn't really lose. We just didn't play enough. But Jerry Jones has explained to me many times, this is it. This is life.
Mm-hmm.
The one you get, so go and have a ball. This is it. Straight ahead and rest assured. You can't be sure at all. And it's one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time. And he said it over and over. One day at a time. I love Bonnie Franklin.
Hopefully, also, Alfie, to answer your question, hopefully he would pay attention to the hint that they're called quarters.
Okay.
I choked yourself.
I know it.
Last night, see, had you watched the game, it would have been a fun one to watch because they were down and it's the Cowboys, so you know that they're never completely out of it because they can score points, obviously, and they did. And even though for a while I was upset watching, it's like, God, they're down. This sucks. Blah, blah. For some reason, it's one of the few times as a Cowboys fan in recent years that in the fourth quarter, when we were down 28-24, I thought, I think we got this. And that doesn't usually happen.
Romo looked pretty good.
He looked great. And even on top of that, as great as he looked, our offensive line is so good. It's starting to it's actually reminiscent of the 90s offensive line. I mean, on the last play that the Cowboys ran to throw the touchdown to Dez, I think Romo had like 7-8 seconds before he actually threw the ball. That's not supposed to happen.
What's the average time? Are you fortunate to get like 2 or 3?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes it's snap the ball, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, throw. The counting I did was just like an average step that the quarterback will take, and even probably even quicker than that.
Could they actually just surround him with players? You know, just take all the biggest players and make a circle around Romo, and they move with him.
That's kind of what they do, but it's not so much the cartoon variety that you're referring to.
Well, I mean, is it illegal to go behind the quarterback?
There's only so many players on the field that are allowed to, due to the rules, to be behind the quarterback.
Okay. I don't know. I just think you put a big enough circle of big, muscular guys around him.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about. Just circling with him and just have him stand there with him in the center. The guys just stand there with their arms crossed.
Yeah.
Coming through.
Mm-hmm.
What you need, Slick.
Or just kind of link up like a Red Rover game.
Yeah, you have to have so many players. There's 11 on the field. You have to have so many players on the line of scrimmage, which is in front of the quarterback. There's only a certain number you can have even or behind the quarterback.
Okay. All right. So
once the ball is snapped, though, you can have your big wall of men if you so choose.
Yeah, just call it the bouncer defense. You're a genius, Russ. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Think of me as a celebrity, and all you guys are blocking the paparazzi.
You're not on the list.
Sorry, man. I checked the list. You ain't on it.
Come on, man. I play for the Giants.
You ain't on the list. Well, hey, they just threw a flag. Well, then I can't get into any more trouble.
That's a great thing. I could throw 15 punches. It's still one flag.
Yeah, it's like being in prison. Kill one person, kill 85. Gonna be in there the rest of your life. All right, we need to break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGO. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Flagship station for the RMS Radio Network. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles. Oh, over there. MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles Traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Preston Road. Got a stalled out vehicle there. It's partially blocking the exit. That has traffic backed up back in the tollway. And in Denton, north on I-35E right at State School Road. The right lane there is blocked by a construction vehicle. That has traffic backed up back in Swisher Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 63. Right now, 60 degrees. But 97.1, the Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, where you want to go?
We just missed.
Okay.
Did you ever remember what it was you wanted to ask me or tell me about your weekend?
Yeah, but it was for off the air. It wasn't any big deal.
Okay. I don't know if maybe you discovered some new Netflix series or documentary.
No. Something
about Dolphins 2.
I don't think I've... I just binge-watched Blue Bloods over the weekend.
Are you all caught up now?
Yeah, I think so. I've never seen so many people with white teeth. White. You know how you make fun of Luke Bryan's teeth?
Yeah, those are some white, white teeth.
Watch Blue Bloods. Since I don't watch many other network shows, I don't know if that's the norm. But
I think it's becoming...
I think we talked about this on the air. I said... On the air, short of Tom Selleck and Donnie Wahlberg, their teeth look natural. They're white. They're natural.
Right.
Everybody else, it's distracting. Once you notice it, you can't focus on anything else, dialogue or anything else.
Yeah. It's becoming more and more common among people on TV, and it's not just actors, actresses. I noticed it last night watching the Cowboys game when they had one of their reporters for NBC Sports, it's Alex Flanagan. I didn't hear anything she was saying because her teeth were so white. And I even pointed it out to Tara. I said, look at how white those things are. And she noticed not only the shade of white, but how they were perfectly even across.
Those sound like veneers.
That's what I wondered. That or we wondered if while she was getting her teeth whitening, she was chewing down on a file.
It, even though it's bleach, hydrogen peroxide, whatever they use, they can only take you to a certain point. I mean, they can only get your teeth so white. So I don't know if everybody's getting veneers or they're just using Krylon or this some type of siding from Sears.
I'm not going to discount the possibility of it being some type of siding, but I think the veneers thing is definitely much more popular. But I've heard that is not a glamorous process to get the glamorous end results. I think what they have to do is... I think they file your teeth down to a point and then put the veneers on.
I think, yeah. So without the veneers on, after you've been ground down, you just look like a boll weevil, a honey badger.
Okay.
What if they do it all the way back?
Oh, to the molars and stuff?
I mean, because normally when you get your teeth whitened, they just do whatever shows.
The high traffic teeth.
Are my teeth white?
Yeah.
Not really?
Well, they're teeth. I mean, they're not Luke Bryan teeth, but...
Well, are they white?
Yeah.
They look clean white?
They look clean. You got like a nice, good-looking gums.
Okay. Well, my teeth don't look nasty?
No. You're fine.
Okay.
Well, not when you make that face.
I don't want to look stupid when I'm doing Gary Busey and have to stick them out since we're on the video stream.
No. When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Longer than you.
I believe that.
And I'm scared. I don't have nothing hurts. My gums aren't receding. They're pink. That's a good sign. Right?
Yeah, that's a good sign. Any bleeding?
Only if I forget to brush. Sometimes on vacation or over the weekends, I don't brush. Okay. I don't go anywhere. I'm not kissing anybody. I don't care what I smell like.
I understand. I'm not. Hey, I'm not judging. I've been there. Do you floss?
No.
I found out from my with this last round of treatments with my dentist, I now have to get a water pick.
I got one of those.
Do you? I get a water pick. I have to buy a Sonicare. I actually have to floss every day. It's really annoying.
The water pick is to get up underneath the gums?
I guess so. I'm guessing that's probably part of the reason I haven't exactly rushed to a Walgreens or CVS to get one. There's nothing quite...
Why can't they make all that in one? Like a rotating toothbrush with a water pick inside and some type of little flosser thing that shoots out.
Like a Rodando, but for your teeth.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's actually, that would actually be a good idea. The brush with the power washer thing.
Dude, if I could figure out how to brush with my real power washer. Your teeth look good. Where are your gums?
Along with the upper half of your head.
It takes 3 seconds.
Okay. We were going to start news. That was it.
Yeah.
All right. 409, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, November 24th, 2014. Birthdays today from Modern Family. The oldest daughter, Sarah Hyland, is 24. Catherine Heigl, she turns 36. Her new show, State of Affairs. Colin Hanks, the son of Tom Hanks, is 37. Chris Hayes, guitarist from Huey Lewis in the News, is 57. Dwight Schultz is 67. He played Murdoch on the A-Team. And former Beatles drummer Pete Best is 73. Laughing because it's Pete.
What a crap status to have in life.
Mm. It's like
Hoover was in the command module that orbited the moon.
Michael Collins.
Yeah. He's like the Pete Best of astronauts. Everybody else gets the credit. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin.
Yep.
First two men to walk on the moon. I'm Michael Collins.
I was there too.
Yeah. Pete Best was there in the beginning too. You got replaced by a guy named Ringo Starr. I never understood what happened to him, why he left the band or why he got kicked out.
I think he was just, I want to say I've seen it before. And they just, for whatever reason, like their manager, the Beatles manager, decided to replace him with Ringo.
Maybe he wasn't good enough.
I think that was it. Somehow Ringo was a better drummer.
My guess is, I never heard Pete Best sing, but I think Ringo probably was worse.
That is highly likely. Mm-hmm.
Only, I think they only let him sing on a couple of songs. I think Act Naturally was one of them.
Okay.
I don't really care for the Beatles. Used to be an argument. Al Brumley, friend of ours who died, used to work for the morning news.
Yeah, he loved the Beatles.
How could you not like the Beatles? I don't like them. I didn't really hate them. But once you got Al wound up.
Yeah, but honestly, to a Beatles fan, if you say you don't particularly care for the Beatles, you might as well have just said they're the worst band of all time. That's what the Beatles fan has heard, and they now need to spend the rest of their lives explaining to you why you're wrong.
And all he had to do was tell me the other bands that the Beatles influenced, and so I knew what his other buttons were. But yeah. Bob Dylan should have had his vocal cords removed. He's one of the greatest writers of all time. Still can't stand him.
I know. That's what the big argument always is with Dylan. He's the greatest songwriter. That's great. There are a lot of great songwriters that don't sing because they know they can't sing.
Yeah. And they make a very happy, comfortable living realizing their dreams of writing music and having someone who can sing better than they can sing.
Yeah, because if you can't sing, then it's not going to be a hit. Well, I think I can do this.
Can you?
That's why. I don't know why, but people always seem to be shocked when somebody else gets writing credit for a hit. Doesn't matter whether it's country, rock, hip hop, whatever. Well, I didn't know they didn't write their own music.
Most of them don't. It stands out more now when someone writes their own stuff. That's part of why Taylor Swift is so huge. She actually writes almost all her stuff.
Who did Solo Cup?
Oh, that was... why am I brain farting?
You'll help him.
I thought it was...
It took me a second, but it's Toby Keith. He wrote that along with a couple other guys, his producer and maybe a guy in his band, while they were actually drunk in the studio.
I think I would have denied that one. Did you write this one yourself? No, I had some guy jumped in the window and handed it to me. It laughed and jumped out. And it made me sing it.
Yeah, but it was a novelty song that ended up being a hit.
Huge. Yeah, the Toby Keith wrote that song with Jimmy Buffett, too drunk to karaoke. That's horrible. God.
I know that one, but I don't know what it sounds like.
Oh, I don't know.
I've heard the title.
Yeah, you pulled it one day, and it was horrible.
I pulled it for what?
We played a little bit of it. Too drunk to karaoke. Oh,
but anyway, yeah, there are plenty of people that don't write their own music. Like, I think one of the most famous songwriters is, I think her name is Diane Warren. I don't know if she ever had a singing career, but she's the one that wrote the only number one hit Aerosmith had, the I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And she's written hits for pretty much everybody.
Line one, Alfie?
Yep.
Beatles fan?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, let's call about the, we're talking about why the Beatles peep best out of the Beatles. It's basically he did not have sex appeal.
Was he that doggy?
I guess so, and I don't understand how Ringo did have the sex appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, they both told Brian Epstein, you are going to have to kick Pete Best out. And I've read this in probably about 30 different books about the Beatles.
Maybe Pete Best wasn't that bad looking, and Paul McCartney wanted to stand out more. Said, hey,
we're going to get... It's possible.
Okay. Or maybe he just wasn't as talented. I don't know. I don't really care.
I just pulled up a photo just out of curiosity. And it's a photo of the Beatles' original lineup at that age. He looked fine. If anything, he looked a little more rugged than the other guys. But I wouldn't say he's not hideous in that photo. I mean, George Harrison's ears look like they're about to take flight.
He's dead, right?
He is, yes.
Only two left are McCartney and Ringo.
Yes.
That's a great topic.
Well, now we know.
Well, I hate the Beatles.
Yeah. More women have now come forward to accuse Bill Cosby of either rape or, at the very least, inappropriate sexual behavior.
Is this more since last week?
Yeah. Since 2005, the number of women who've come forward publicly is up to 17.
What I don't get, and it may come up in the story, or is it Bill Cosby's attorney may have addressed this. How could it happen that many times and nobody called the police? Nobody filed charges? There is absolutely no record anywhere of any of this happening. How many times?
That's part of the victimization aspect of it.
But there are women who do come forward after being raped,
mm-hmm.
knowing if this guy doesn't go to prison, he's going to do it again. So they suck it up. I'm not being cute. They've got the balls to stand on the witness stand and go, him.
Right.
That guy right there.
The other aspect of it is what he is alleged to have done, some women may not have known if it was illegal at the time because they were passed out. They could have gone to the police and said, hey, I think this happened. And the police or a prosecutor would have said, do you have any proof? I mean, do you know that he did this? Well, no, I was passed out. Well, then I got nothing. I can't prosecute that. I mean, that's changed over the years.
Well, the supermodel, that one of the latest.
Janice Dickinson.
Yeah, she said, and this was 82.
Mm-hmm.
I would think by 82, women would know the definition of rape.
And I'm sure they did. What I'm saying is I don't know if a prosecutor would be able to prosecute that case.
Well, she said she remembered him climbing on top. Ugh, just the description.
I know.
Last thing I remember is him dropping this patch work quilt robe. Did a little dance.
Yeah. Yeah, when Andrea Constand came forward in 2005 and sued Cosby, she had a list of 13 women who were ready to testify that Cosby had assaulted them. A few of those women are now part of the 17 who've now come out publicly, but not all of them. So if you add in those women from Constand's list who have not come forward, now we're talking around 24 accusers. And it's the same MO for the most part each time. In some cases, they just took a drink and then they don't remember anything except patches here and there. Other cases, he actually tells them, here, take this pill.
Yeah, one of them said he gave me a pill that I thought was for not bloating.
Cramps.
Yeah, cramps.
Another one here said woman.
Do you think he just carries around medicine for cramps? Because guys don't get cramps that often.
Right. And then another woman here said, this is Joyce Emmons. She ran comedy clubs in the 70s and 80s. One time she had a headache, so Bill gave her a pill. Next thing she knew, she was waking up naked in Cosby's suite in bed with a friend of Bill's who had unsuccessfully tried to hit on her earlier that night.
They think that one was a setup, that Bill's friend was actually trying to push her towards Bill.
Mm-hmm.
All of these stories are pretty fantastic. And the fact that they all seem to have the same one or two things. They're all copying each other's stories.
Right.
Or Bill goes, hey, this pill wine thing worked the first time. I'm doing it every time.
Yeah. And it would make sense on his end, if he did all this stuff, that, hey, this worked with the first woman. It's worked with five since. None of them are saying anything, so they don't seem to remember it. So it's perfect.
And I don't know what he's going to do with this. He obviously doesn't want to talk about it.
He doesn't, but that's...
And, you know, maybe what the less you talk about... You chicks can come out of the... Continue. I don't know where all this woodwork came from, but they're coming out of it. Like, they make all the allegations. Nobody's got any proof. You waited far too long, and it's just amazing that you have this large group of women, and not one, until some comedian starts making fun of Bill Cosby being a rapist. Because there was an allegation about 10 years ago. I don't know if that's the one they settled out of court.
Yeah, that was from the one in 2005.
And then everything just gathered. And I know sometimes it takes one person saying something, like, okay, now I got a support group. I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, it's like that first domino falls. But at a certain point, you've got to think, if you're Bill Cosby, you have to be wondering, okay, do I continue to say nothing? Or at a certain point, if I really was innocent, I would think I would want to tell people.
Yeah, I've been accused of stuff to where the first thing I wanted to do was go on television or radio and go, hey, here's a story.
Right.
Then Tim Powers wouldn't let me. Even CBS wouldn't let me talk about it. Well, they're talking about me.
Right.
Give me a bottle now. I'm pissed.
Yeah, plenty of other people had plenty to say about it. Oh, you can't say anything.
Maybe Bill Cosby's attorney said, you don't say anything to anybody. You want somebody to be the mouthpiece. I'll do it. I'll call all these chicks liars.
But that doesn't hold up as far as the court of public opinion. Everyone sees that as, that's an attorney. He's going to say anything. He's going to say anything to protect his client. But he doesn't know.
And you're right. There is nobody Bill Cosby had an appearance over the weekend someplace, made one reference to the rape allegation. I don't know what it was. And they said he got a standing ovation. The beginning and the end. Forgot what I was going to say.
Wanted to say something, being told you can't.
That and everybody, it's almost like you have to, or you're obviously not going to lose your wealth, but you're not going to make any more money because anybody that had any project planned with him, they bailed.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that he's still been able to do these other appearances where he's doing these shows, because you're right. At some point, that's going to dry up. The Netflix thing went away. The NBC thing went away.
TV Land pulled the Cosby Show off of TV Land.
Yeah, so I mean, if he doesn't need the money, that's fine. So that should be even more reason to, you would think, say something. If nothing else, just issue a statement that you actually wrote. It's not voiced by your attorney or anything. And you just simply state your side of things. If you want to get mad and say, hey, this is a money grab, or people just want to take advantage of the situation, whatever. You can just simply release a statement that says, everything you've heard is not true.
Well, why so many women? Why so many women have they? Why, if it was just one or two, but now you're up to a couple of dozen.
And that's why I'm saying he, if it is untrue, then you leave it at that. Because otherwise, the only thing he could say in an interview situation is, I don't know. I can't speculate what other people think or how they act. All I can tell you is that, no, none of this is true. Why 20, 25 women feel like saying this about me, I do not know. Maybe some of them were up for a part on The Cosby Show, and I turned them down. Maybe some of them I had sex with, but they regretted it afterwards, and now they're saying this. Even though I didn't give them a role on the show. Or maybe I hooked up with their best friend and not her. I mean, he can make up all these different reasons, but it's all going to be speculation.
And maybe the reason he's avoided answering it to anybody is, if you talk to one person about it, now the media is going to follow you around and all of them are going to ask. If they know, all they're going to get is just a shaking of the head, mm-hmm. like he did with the NPR. You can answer it? No noise.
Yeah.
So your answer is, he just shook his head again.
Right.
So if you dodge it enough, the whole incident's not going to go away, but people know, hey, don't ask him because he ain't going to tell his dick.
But you're also, it's not like you have to do any interviews.
Oh, he still has charities and things that he wants to promote.
Well, at this point, I think the best thing for him and in those things he wants to promote is to stop it. Because at a certain point, there's too much heat and you have to back away from it.
What's going to happen? Let's say he does just a... All right, hang on. I just looked up. There's breaking news on Channel 5. Which TV is it? Number one.
Van, that is. We know a man was found there with a gunshot wound. Paramedics took him to the hospital, and right now we are working to get some more details, and we'll bring them to you as soon as we get them.
And now a live look in California, where a police standoff is going on in an apartment complex in Culver City. That man there is the person who is trying to stay away from police, who've been watching this for about the past hour.
Just a tight shot of a guy walking on the roof of a building.
Through the streets of Hollywood, reaching speeds of up to 100 miles an hour. Well, police caught up with him not far from where he is right now.
What he's waiting on. He's just walking back and forth. It's a tight shot from the helicopter.
I think he's just thinking. He's like, what do I do next?
We look over the ledge. Are they still there?
Damn it.
Man used some items that he found up there to rig a barrier, make it difficult for police to get to him. That chase began in Palmdale after someone reported.
It doesn't look like he's got a gun. They need to get long range tasers. They could actually deploy from a helicopter.
That'd be fun.
Okay. Alfie, line one?
Yep.
All right. Yes, Missy.
Yes. I was hearing about the Bill Cosby thing, and
You know, quite frankly, I think that it's like kind of like Tiger Woods. Once somebody comes out of the woodwork, then you've got other all these other people coming out. And I'm really going to try to hold off on my judgment. But quite frankly, I think that Bill Cosby is a very intelligent man by not saying anything that would give anybody any way to contort or misconstrue his words into their version.
I think the whole the MO that they're using him and his attorney, or he and his attorney, is we don't justify it. It's absurd. You know, if somebody was running around and don't you start. Hey, Russ Martin screwed dogs in the out in Canton on the first Monday when they're running loose.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I can do about it. They could say it. People might think I'm out really running around out there with my dog condom on.
No.
Thanks, sweetie. But there, this, and that's another thing. When I actually start dating, that's why I like the married women that I have associations with.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows we're cool. If I start dating somebody again on a regular basis, is this going to be a setup? Are they going to say I raped them? Or slapped them around?
Mm-hmm. That's why.
How do you protect yourself short of wearing a body cam everywhere you go?
Well, obviously that's an extreme, but the ultimate answer is you have to find someone that someone else trusts, that someone you trust and knows that person. You just need to find a good quality girl. One that will like you for you.
That's still a rough vetting process.
It is. Now,
I guess I could get them to sign something. The sex that we're about to have, you consent to, no matter how enjoyable or how bad my performance is. I need you to sign this and then look to your left directly at that red light. That's a motion detector. Don't worry about it. That red light, and say, yes, this sex is consensual. And let me see your driver's license.
Verify age. Also wise.
Not just age. Address, information.
Full name.
When I was younger, it's like, yeah, I'm going to need to see something.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was going out with Mona, I checked her driver's license.
That was smart. Because yes. she was young looking.
She still is. What?
I heard so little. Nothing is what I meant. I heard nothing.
I think she's married now.
Okay. Is that supposed to get me off the scent?
I didn't ask. I just know she scratched up my back with her wedding ring.
See, I was gonna give you an out of saying maybe you saw her on Facebook.
No, I don't hunt down people on Facebook. I just run into them in public places, and we go home and screw. I'm not saying that's what this... What? Okay, I f***ed her again.
Is that what you were going to tell me off the air about your weekend? Oh, God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.439, another check on traffic. Over the MyFlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Only a few incidents out there right now we're talking about. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Preston Road. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the exit there. Traffic is backed up. Back from I-35. in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, right at the bush. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Matlock Road. And in Denton, northbound I-35E, right at Highway 77, that's Dallas Drive. Got a stalled out vehicle blocking the right lane. That one has you backed up all the way back from the Lake Louisville Bridge. It's about a half hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear tonight, 44 low. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 63. Right now, 60 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Been trying to check the news. I heard earlier they think the grand jury in Ferguson has come out. They've decided whether or not to indict the officer in the Michael Brown shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. The grand jury's reached a decision. They just haven't announced it yet.
My guess is they're going to indict him. But all that means he's going to go to trial.
Right.
So the grand jury really is, hey, let's just indict this guy. Everybody will be happy. We'll get the hell out of here. And then at that point, it's the judicial system. Hey, we indicted him.
Right.
The jury let him go. Go after them. So if I had to bet a lot of cash, I'd go with an indictment. Whether it's justified or not, I don't know all of the details. Obviously, all the people tearing Ferguson apart know more than anybody else.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's how it works. You know how we always say, it's like, oh, I have a good feeling about this. I'm not going to sugarcoat this one. Because in my mind, even...
Well, gun sales are up in Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if President Obama has offered to send in extra troops. I know that they have planned for the worst.
Yeah.
Unless there's something that I haven't read about, I'm going to guess they're going to have to indict him.
Based on eyewitness testimony, I think he will be indicted. The thing that scares me, though, is if for some reason he's not, I worry what happens next on the streets of Ferguson. Then, even if he is indicted, I still worry about the trial. Because then we have to face this again if he's found not guilty. Then we're going to have to wait through a trial and the jury deliberations, the way we've been waiting for the grand jury stuff here. And then it's going to be part two. Is he going to be guilty? Not guilty. If he's not guilty, I'm sorry. Michael Brown's family can say all they want, please, no violence, no violence, no violence. It ain't going to happen.
Like that's going to accomplish anything.
Which is the ultimate, hypocrisy.
The only thing it may accomplish is the grand jury might not have indicted him. In this instance, just because of the public outrage, they go, hey, let's just go ahead and indict him. It's not really binding.
Right.
That just means he's going to court.
Yeah, that's all that means.
I really thought, had they come to a decision, they would have released the information on Sunday.
I was thinking about this last week. At one point, I thought maybe Friday, around 4 or 5 o'clock, everyone's getting into the weekend, and that's where you typically dump something if you want it to sort of be lost in a news cycle, even though that one's not going to be, but it's a weekend. It didn't happen on Friday, so then I was with you, Russ. I figured it was going to be yesterday.
Hey, let's do it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just tweet it. Like a delayed tweet that we get out of here.
Honestly, I think that's a good idea. announce it at like 3 o'clock in the morning, as opposed to late in the day when tensions, sort of like a rubber band, have been stretched and stretched and stretched, ready to snap.
Yeah, you wake up, you're going, all right, what time today is the decision going to come down? You get more anxious, you get more wound up. As soon as you get up, it's hard to really be mad about anything. I'm pissed off just about waking up.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen anything else on the news about it.
Now, the latest I've seen is just that it says Ferguson announcement soon. According to CNN, an announcement is expected later today from the grand jury in Ferguson that considered evidence of the Michael Brown shooting. And something about a press conference with the governor around 5:30. But that's a separate from the grand jury announcement.
Alfie, what's line one?
He used to live in St. Louis, and he's been listening to a lot of St. Louis talk recently.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about what you thought was going to happen there in Ferguson with whether they were going to indict the officer or not. I was listening to KMOX this morning because I'm originally from St. Louis. And they were saying the opposite. They actually, because I guess the law in Missouri is so high, if you're trying to charge a police officer at something like this, that when you have conflicting eyewitness accounts and forensic evidence that really doesn't back up the claim against the officer, there's no way that you can move forward in a case like this. So I thought it was interesting to hear that. I don't know if that's good news or bad news, but I guess it depends on what side you're on. But
I know most grand, well, I don't know. Attorneys I've talked to, most grand juries lean with the prosecutor or the DA. Because people on grand juries, I know it sounds grandiose, but these are just normal people who have, I don't know what the term of a normal grand jury is. I want to say 6 months. But these people have time to sit there and just hear case after case, and none of them have any legal background. So an indictment by the grand jury doesn't mean you're guilty. They just think, well, there's enough here to pass it off to a jury. But from what you've heard on Missouri Talk Radio, it's different.
Yes, they. That's what they. Once this thing came in, that they said a verdict has been reached. But they were delaying it. They say that there's a reason why they're delaying it, and one of the reasons would be because they have decided that there's not enough evidence to go forward with it. Or what evidence that there is.
I'd have lost him.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Because if you knew that it's, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, if you're not worried about announcing the decision what would happen.
If you knew this was going to calm everybody down, hey, we've decided enough information to move forward with the trial. He's been indicted by the grand jury. Yeah, then I believe I will take my guess back. I thought they'd go ahead and indict him just to go, all right. Hey, we did our part. I think there was some evidence of from the coroner that said one of Michael Brown's gunshot wounds, it's either Michael Brown or the cop, I forget. Somebody got shot in the hand at close range.
It was Michael Brown shot in the hand inside the police car. So that backs up the officer's story of a struggle.
Yeah, I don't think most cops just drive by and go, hey, I think I'll pull him in, shoot him in the hand. But you also have witnesses saying, hey, the guy's got his hands up in the air and he emptied his gun on him. And there was no gun on Brown.
Right.
So I'm surprised there's not street video, security cam video from a store on the street pointing outside, although most of them point inside.
Well, where he was shot was actually in a residential street. I think right next to it is apartments and maybe a couple of houses.
Some of the apartments look out onto the street.
And that's where
as cameras go. But obviously there's not any video to corroborate. To back any of this up.
Easy, bro. Call.
I don't know if video corroborate any of it. I come closer as bro call to saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy brings that up as far as, why are you so worried about it? there's clearly a reason to be worried, and that leads me to worry.
My fear is they're going to be, let's say this officer did it. It's going to be a fear with police officers that are going to get in a situation, and you can finish the sentence in your head. You already know what I'm thinking.
Yes.
I just hope that's not the case. But it's going to be hard to divorce yourself from everything that's gone on in Ferguson. Okay, what if I do it and I shoot somebody that's a different race?
I would also be concerned if the officer is not indicted. If I was a police officer in Ferguson, I'd be then worried that there might be some type of war on the police where it's happened before, but specifically in this town, it could be you might just be standing at the convenience store and someone comes up behind you and pulls the trigger.
And this cop's already talked about resigning. But he wanted to, I think he finally decided, I want to wait until after the grand jury's decision so it doesn't look like he's admitting guilt. Because if they don't indict him, he could still resign.
Which would probably be wise.
Yeah, that's not a town I would want to patrol anymore.
No.
If I was that cop.
Right.
Okay. Did we start news?
Yes.
I miss birthdays.
I can do them again for you.
Is there anybody good?
Yes.
Who wasn't?
You can listen to them again.
Oh, Pete Best was one of them.
There you go.
Okay, I remember.
All right, so you got the good ones.
All right, then go ahead.
All right, a new study out of Michigan State found that the best thing you can do if you hate your boss is to just lay your cards out and acknowledge that you don't get along. And if you're a boss and you don't like an employee, it's the same thing. You should just let them know. The researchers found that when a boss and employee were open and honest about their relationship, it led to the employee being more motivated and working harder, even if the boss and employee hated each other. Once you and your boss stop wasting energy trying to fake that you get along or stressing and complaining about each other, you can actually just focus and get stuff done.
I hate Patrick Davis.
Our operations manager?
Yes.
Oh, you don't? You love him.
I hate him.
Oh, you don't.
I don't like the fact that he's got a prettier feet than me.
All right, so it's jealousy.
Also, I hate him because he didn't cry when we gave him those hockey jerseys for his family.
I knew that upset you.
Somebody gave me something for me on my birthday and included the whole family. I wouldn't be able to. Choking up's not even a good description.
No.
Oh, these are really nice. These are officially licensed by the, who'd we get them? Stars?
Yes.
Dallas Stars. These are really nice. Of course, they don't have our names on the back of them. Okay, maybe for Christmas I'll get you that. Will you cry then?
No, it's too late now. Because now you're splitting up the emotion. It had to be Stars jerseys for Patrick and everyone in his family with everyone's name on the back of the jersey. And each jersey had to be that individual's favorite number. Along with a little baby photo of the child on the left shoulder where the captain's C would normally go.
Captain has a picture of his wife on his?
No. I was saying he just put a picture of the kid on it. Don't worry about it.
So the captain's C.
Yeah.
Oh. You'll have to say something for me to finish this.
I understand.
I thought you were leaving out the UNT.
No, it's a fine institution.
And what did we spend on those jerseys?
It was, I believe, over 400, I think close to 500.
I thought it was close to 1,000.
It may have been.
I think it was closer to 1,000.
You know why Alfie doesn't know?
Why?
Because nobody helped me pay for it. Nobody. But I said it was from all of us. You know what? I'm going to stop doing that.
I think that gift for Patrick kind of blew us all out of the water. We were all amazed by that one.
And then Alfie took it someplace because he wasn't spending his money. and had everything professionally wrapped.
I paid for part of that wrapping.
How much was the wrapping?
Wrapping was, I think, $30.
Stupid mother. You never heard of grocery bags?
Well, it's a big, nice, magnificent gift.
It is. It could be in a grocery bag.
Yeah. I wanted a
present. If it's some little piece of then you wrap it up really nice. That's why I tricked bitches in the past. But at least he made up for it with my birthday.
I know. That was really sweet of him. What did he get you again?
You want me to cuss or not?
Oh, that's entirely up to you.
I will now answer again for broadcast.
Mm-hmm. So what did he get you for your birthday?
Get nothing. A card.
Did he even tell you happy birthday?
No.
Even like a post-it note?
Yeah, not a P card or an E card.
I think we all let him know, too, well in advance.
Obviously, I think more of him and his family than he thinks of us.
That's disheartening.
Although he was really giddy when I signed the 3-year contract.
He was very excited about that. Genuine, even.
He genuinely likes us. He just doesn't want to be inconvenienced by us.
And you're jockeying for one hell of a Christmas gift.
I don't think there's much I could do around here to get a Christmas gift. Nothing from Kibler when I signed the contract. Nothing from Deidre, our general manager. Oh, I'm so glad you're going to stay for 3 years. Yeah.
Well, maybe they see it as you already got the gift. The gift was the contract.
We give them gifts every month. Would you like to know the gifts we gave them for November?
I would. I'm curious to know what
Don Davis sent this out today. I don't know how we're getting ratings at the end of the month. Normally, it's like the first week into the next month.
Right.
Where you get the previous month's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
To the RMS guys, I guess it's Nielsen now. It's no longer Arbitron, right?
Yeah, Nielsen bought Arbitron.
November data arrived today, and you posted another big month. November 14 highlights. Adults 18 to 49, we were number 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were a lot lower than that in October. Because that's everybody, men and women.
Right.
Adults 25-54, number 2.
Nice.
So we're up one ranking point on that. Men 18-34, number 1. Men 18-49, number 1. Men 25-54, okay, on that one, number 1. So we get them something every month. Sales department, they've got locked-in clients. They don't even have to call anymore, except give them money.
Yeah, it's the once-a-year phone call.
Are you ready? Hello, iHeart. Yes, we're selling airtime. How much would you like? They don't even have to call out anymore. I will tell you this. I know we're late, Chloe. In addition to a few of the other deals I made for them to be able to carry the show free on 1190,
mm-hmm.
which I don't like to throw in Alfie's face.
I know. I know it really bothers you to even say it out loud.
And he's not even really helping with anything we're doing on 1190. But no. That's okay. I just wanted him full time. He had worked hard. He deserves it.
Right.
He's my friend. Aww. I just thought possibly the little sucker would help me out a little bit with 1190. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think less of him.
No, and that's
and there's
very...
a reason. And I don't have to elaborate.
It's very big of you.
Kibler. She said, how about for the foundation? I said, because we're not really where I want us to be. My goal is to get the checks up to $50,000 per officer or firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Because with most, that's almost going to be close to a year's salary.
Right.
And we're not there. And she had already given me a couple of Stevie Ray Vaughan guitars to auction off, and we made, between the two, about $14,000, something like that.
Right.
And then Cowboys Dance Saloon Hall, whatever. They gave us the door. They gave us everything. So we got another about $20,000 from the White Trash Party. So Kelly said, how about if I give you $15,000 in advertising on the Eagle? You can auction that off.
Nice.
Originally, she offered $11.90. I told her to eat me out.
The station?
Yes. I said, you give me one or two things. $15,000 advertising on $11.90, or you just give me the station.
Yeah.
She goes, well, but think how long advertising would last on $11.90.
Man, that's a lot of faith.
I need all the money now, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, are we not sold out where you can do it? She goes, oh, fourth quarter? No, there ain't no room. So I don't know how the auction process works, but she gave me that.
That's awesome.
And it won't be like just a bunch of overnight spots. It'll be whatever's available, which is probably overnight.
I'm sure a couple of...
She won't dick me around on it.
Right. There will be some spots that'll get into some good day parts.
And that's a big thing for a statewide operations manager. Because she still has to explain that to somebody. You gave away $15,000 in free advertising to who? But then what are they going to say? Oh, F the police and fire and their families?
Exactly. That's not good from a corporate standpoint.
So whenever I figure out how this works, I'll put it up for auction. Rodney Anderson better buy it.
It's going to be a bidding war.
Between who? Like D&M? Yeah, Rodney? I mean,
of all the clients, it could be Rodney versus Bubba. Who knows?
And Rodney wants to do a billboard campaign promoting his show on 1190.
Right.
And somehow he wants to include me in it. I went, no.
Well, actually, that's nice of him to want to include you in it. It's not like we have any billboards right now.
We had billboards in the beginning, 4 years ago. Look, we're going to promote the show. Yeah, that lasted about a month. And they're digital billboards. It's not like it costs that much to change the artwork. Nobody has to go up onto the billboard and, you know, take off the old ad and put up the new paper ad. It's all digital. Rodney said he had boards when he initially moved over to 1190. I don't know. I think he said he had 5-7 billboards up and down the tollway. What's something like that cost? He goes, $12,000 a board.
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, he's taking money from realtors under the table.
No, he's not.
Somebody with state commission needs to look into his business.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
That's me. 507, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Go to the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Still only a couple incidents out there right now. Let's get started off in Arlington, southbound 360, just before Division Street. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back to Trinity Boulevard. And in Denton, a big one, north on I-35, right at Highway 77, Dallas Drive. Got a stalled-out vehicle blocking the right lane. Unfortunately, the highway is only two lanes right there. That has traffic backed up all the way back from the Lake Louisville Bridge. It's nearing an hour delay through that crap. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear and 40 tonight, sunny, 63 for tomorrow. Right now, it's 60 degrees at 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie.
Yo.
See if you can get Rodney Anderson back on the phone. I want to know what he wants to do with his billboard campaign.
Got it.
Thank you. I really don't know how many boards he had at one point. I don't know if he just bought the tollway. I would expect that to be pricey.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know that 1190 Signal carries into Fort Worth, mid-cities. Mm-hmm. Why just buy billboards around your office?
Because he wants to see them.
Yeah, he wants to see his boards.
That's me.
Look at that. I find hot chicks and I drive up and down the tollway. I did not realize that billboard was right there. You want to get out and take a picture of me with it?
Wonder if he'd be open to doing one of those billboard stunts where he stays on top of it for a few days.
I think if we chained him to it, he would.
Look at what this man's doing.
Help! Help! Help me! Help me! They chained me to this billboard! Losing my mind!
Yeah, he sent me the email on Saturday. You know, I want to team up on the billboards. I don't know if he means he pays for it and I let him use my image.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. I haven't seen any yet with those digital boards. I think you can do a video.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if there's any sort of ordinances saying you can't because it would be too distracting. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Slick.
Hey.
All right. How do you want to work this? By the way, we're on the air because I know how you are off the air. That mouth?
Mouth?
Your mouth. Don't even.
I won't mouth.
How many billboards did you have up at one time promoting 1190?
I think five digital billboards.
That was it. $12,000 a piece?
No, $12,000 a month.
For all of them?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's not as bad. And how much time did you get on each board?
They rotated, so like 10 seconds for every, 10 seconds every minute.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Have you ever done billboards in the past?
Nope, that was the first time.
Okay. I was curious of what a normal billboard would cost, because obviously there was a lot of labor and somebody going up and scraping off the old board and putting the new paper up.
Well,
this is all digital. You just send them a JPEG or whatever, they upload it, now it's on the board.
Yeah, they put your ugly face on it, my beautiful face on it, and then we're good.
So how do you want to do this?
I want to put you up there.
How much do you want me to pay?
All of it.
You want me to read you the our ratings again?
Yeah. Russ Martin, number one.
I know.
Russ Martin, number one. Russ Martin beat, what, the ticket, the hard line. You beat Kid Craddock in the morning. Yeah, I know all your stuff.
No, these are just afternoon numbers.
Oh, afternoon numbers. I'm sorry. Anybody else you beat?
Almost everybody.
Yeah, almost? I thought you're number one. You keep bragging. But
I'm not bragging about it. I forgot what the email, what I put in.
I didn't know you could email me those ratings, and I'll be impressed.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
No.
Nobody's done to give me that.
Okay.
But I got permission from your boss to put your picture up on the billboard. I'm not going to kiss you, though.
Who gave you permission?
Deidre.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you banging her?
No.
Did you really ask her?
Yeah. I called her a little bit ago.
And she said yes?
Yep. She said, you better run it by Russ. Nope. So you okay with it?
It depends. There'll be no me putting my arm around you or shaking hands.
No, we're not doing any of that.
I'm thinking you bent over.
No. No, we won't be doing that.
I tell you what, use your picture and just use my mugshot and get off the internet.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I think we should.
No.
That would be really classy. Russ, 7 to 11. Rodney, 11 to 12. I think what we're going to do is mess them all up. Rodney, 11 to 12. Russ, 7-11. That's how the promotion looks. Did you go to the website and look it up? They put my name first in front of you. I couldn't believe that.
Oh, you should hear. Here, I've got a 30-second promo that they're running, promoting the different shows on 1190.
Uh-huh.
Flo pulled this off today.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
He loves it.
Yeah, you won't be putting that on the billboard with the snowman.
We've got to have Rodney just come in someday.
Hey, you know what? Actually, I'm going to be down to studio tomorrow. Our studio had a problem today, and so we ordered a piece. So I'm going to be down there on 1190 live tomorrow from 11 to 12.
Oh.
Yeah, and I know, Russ, you're too good. You won't come in, but Dan will. Mm. So if any of the guys would like to be on the show tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
tell them, come on in. We'll wheel them in there.
Okay.
But I know you won't.
Rodney. I'll try and make an appearance.
You'll try to make an appearance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I'll put you up on the billboard, and rather than you pay for it, I'll pay for it.
How many boards are you looking at getting?
I don't know, 5, 6.
Yeah, you're just going to get them on the tollway?
Yeah. Well, we'll see what iHeart does for us.
Oh, because you know that the signal, the 1190 signal carries over into Fort Worth.
I know that. Oh, you know what? Actually, we had a couple in Fort Worth last time.
Yeah.
We did.
But you like to drive by, you like to be able to drive by the ones that you're on with.
No, actually, I don't even. You know what? I don't go up and down the tollway very much. Tomorrow I will be going down to iHeart down there.
Clear. I still call it Clear Channel.
I know. You call it. You don't know. They're branding iHeart like crazy. Only 70 million people or something have the iHeart brand, and you're still branding Clear Channel.
I actually registered the domain iHeart.com.
Did you?
Yeah. Haven't done anything with it yet.
Well, you should.
I intend to.
Tell it.
I was going to ask you something else. All right. I'm just curious about what your idea. You let me do the artwork for the billboards, and I'll approve it.
No.
Hello? What a dick.
It sounded pretty definitive. Man, all of a sudden tomorrow seems like a big day.
You guys can say whatever you're planning because, you know, he's in his office. He can't listen.
I just know that.
We still have the car alarm?
Somewhere, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was sweet to hear how excited he was to come to the station and do his show.
It was this childlike exuberance.
Yes, it's
going to be in a real studio because he's got. I haven't seen his. Has anybody seen his setup that he has in his offices?
I've been to his office, but I didn't see the studio setup stuff.
It's got to be pretty decent. I think he spent $50,000 on it.
Wow.
And Jay Walker, who's the engineer over at CBS. Who's been around for a long time, knows how to set up a system.
Yeah.
So it's got to be decent, but I don't think Rodney's ever done his show from an actual radio studio. He's always done it from his offices.
Back when he first started, he did it at a studio. But I mean, that was 10, 12 years ago? Yeah, 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, he's going to walk into a non-musical version of Little Shop of Horrors. Because it's going to get to the point of, I sure wish that plant would eat me.
Oh, man.
We've been wanting to test out that miniature cannon that we've got.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It looks innocuous.
We need to get him a stripper. Randy Master Blaster. And Randy will pull it out.
Randy, for all we know, Randy may be into a refinancing. Might have a number of questions.
I'm not into refinancing, but my penis has this townhouse that it wants to talk about a cash out refi.
One time I fell asleep and he ran up some credit card debt. Buying things online.
We should make it like a, since we didn't do anything for Rodney's birthday, whenever the hell it was, we should do some stuff and celebrate his birthday late.
That makes sense.
Or it may be coming up. I don't know when he was born.
We can find out.
We need to get him a pony.
It's always popular for birthday kids.
A donkey for reach arounds.
I don't think that's okay.
And obviously a cake.
Everybody loves cake.
It's like the first one we got for Gavin.
Except for that cake.
Yeah, nobody seems to like cakes that blow themselves out. Gavin got away from that cake just in time because that was loaded with an airbag.
Yeah. That would have killed him.
I don't know if it would have killed him. It would have paralyzed him. Certainly would have had a subdural hematoma.
It would have had a non-desired effect. How about that?
Somehow he figured it out that cake was loaded with something right before we set it off. I think it was a wires coming out of it.
I believe that was a pretty big
indicator. It's very seldom do you get a birthday cake and you have to decide the red wire or the blue wire. I wish I had a cat to grab to get out of here. I may come in early tomorrow. Plus, Rodney may want his studio cleaned up while he's in there.
Yeah.
I have my leaf blower.
That'd be nice. Oh, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. The last thing you want to do is broadcast from a dusty studio. You get sick.
Rodney, I had to come in here because all the bathrooms are closed for maintenance. What do you got to do? It's explosive. Which end? I haven't decided yet. But it's the kind that Dan had, where he didn't know which end it was going to come out. Mm-hmm. What did you call yourself?
A sphinx.
Yeah.
You just got to prepare your whole body.
I don't think Rodney's ever had a studio audience. We should bring in a studio audience as well.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
Well, call one of the local farmers. See how many chickens we can get at once.
Okay.
Chickens like a good talk show.
Absolutely. Yeah. They love climbing on stuff.
What about your father-in-law, Dan? How many chickens he got?
Oh, about 12.
Think he'd bring them out for Rodney's show?
Anything's possible.
Does he have his own business? Does he promote his egg-selling business?
No, he doesn't. It's just for his own personal use. He'll give them out to friends, coworkers.
So the chickens aren't trained or anything?
No, I'm sorry. They're not trained in any way other than just to be chickens. It's not like he's got some sort of chicken circus that he's going to retire on.
You think in a few days, or actually he's only got one day, teach him how to hold a Glock? That would be funny to go in and hold up Rodney during his own show.
I don't know about a Glock because he doesn't have a Glock, but probably do some work with a 308.
Nobody move. My chicken has you covered, and he has an itchy trigger claw.
At least a shotgun.
He's been drinking.
My chicken, he stays drunk. I think we're going to need your father-in-law's cock as well.
No, actually, no, I have bad news.
What?
It got eaten.
Who ate the cock?
We don't know.
You think it was your mother-in-law?
No.
She didn't like it?
Stop.
Is that offensive?
Yes, stop.
Like right now?
Yes, stop.
How much longer? Now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You think she killed it?
Russ?
Is she sick?
Russ, I'm serious.
Let me turn the mics off. I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right. You went to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I ate the cock.
You're getting warmer.
I swallowed it.
Keep going.
I swallowed your father-in-law's cock.
That's worse.
Dude, I can't help you anymore.
Oh, you're not helping me.
I really forget when people pass.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. First time you ever got mad at me. What can I do?
It's not me you have to worry about. It's the Marine in Johnson County.
Can I spin the wheel and then just jump out the window?
That might be a start. If you think you can make it.
Whatever's left of his corpse will won't it. Mm. Well, it started out nice. Trying to promote his business.
He doesn't. Chickens are not his business.
All right, then I'll get my own.
There you go. Be an entrepreneur.
How come you got all these chickens? You only got 2 chickens with 18 cocks. I'd just like to say I own a bunch of them.
I think that might actually rouse the suspicions of local police.
How many you got?
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
People calling about billboards and Rodney in general.
I don't know about the billboard thing. I don't know what he's got planned. I mean, the two shows don't tie together. In fact, he's got almost like a 25-minute spot.
Not to mention an even more attentive audience for wondering what's going to happen.
Do they run a delay on 1190?
They better find one.
I can't talk. His name is Steve.
Somebody talk to him.
Steve. Steve. I guess he got scared too.
Steven. Ian.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey. Okay. So I listened to y'all 1190. And I listened to Ronnie Anderson a little bit. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait for tomorrow. If you're going on Ronnie tomorrow, I'm gonna like not be able to work at all. Like I'm already driving and I'm out to like wreck just from laughter, I tell you.
What part of town do you live in?
I live in Dallas. I work in the Irving area, so right off of like FA.
So you pick up the station okay wherever you go?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, usually when I'm in the car, in the morning it's pretty good. Then I usually listen to you on iHeart on my phone. But, I mean, iHeart, you're clear. But then, like, at lunch, there's, like, some delay, so I miss a part of the show when I go to the car. So I guess there's, like, a delay from iHeart to the radio or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't really care.
I don't know.
All right. Thanks, sir. Okay. We need a break?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So we have the car alarm.
Mm-hmm.
We could put that someplace where you can't get at it. Something needs to explode.
You need to, but we haven't been able to blow anything up here, at least intentionally.
Any way we could rig the ceiling to collapse?
I like where your head is.
I still like the idea of Randy Master Blaster coming in.
Mm-hmm. With his boom box.
He don't even have to go in the studio. Just send his penis in.
Randy could stay in the car.
I would like to talk to you about a refi. Your penis. Oh, so you discriminate.
Why don't you run my credit?
Oh, can't help one-eyed mouses. There's something we're leaving out that we could do that we could get away with. The problem is we're in this business, this office building.
Professional environment.
The stuff we couldn't get away with, we could get away with at CBS because we worked on a dump. This place is nice. They wouldn't let us have a fog machine in here. They won't let us have a live Christmas tree because it's a fire hazard.
That's what they said?
Mm-hmm.
What if we just tell them it's fake?
Lewis, the chief engineer, isn't stupid.
I don't think he really cares. I think it's the building management that cares. Besides, that's kind of a silly thing. You can't have a real Christmas tree because it's a fire hazard. Well, so is the carpet on the walls. So is Chloe.
So is this show.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Eastbound Loop 820 right at Mark Ford Parkway. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Saginaw Main Street. In Denton, northbound I-35E right at State School Road. Road construction there has that right lane shut down. That has traffic jacked up all the way back from the Lake Louisville Bridge. About a half hour delay through it right now. And in Mesquite, westbound I-30, just before Gus Thomason got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Northwest Drive. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Tonight, clear and 40. Tomorrow, sunny. A high around 63. Right now, it is 60 degrees. A 97.1 to Eagle.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
You want to try loading that one in again, Slick? Let me know when you're ready. Set.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know how the system runs on 1190. I was listening, coming in this morning, and they even cut off their own legal ID. So I don't know what they're doing with our show.
Their own legal?
Talk Radio 1190. Cape, and then it goes into traffic or news or something.
Good Lord.
I guess they have to hit news exactly at the top of the hour.
Yeah, I've heard.
Like, why not just record it, run it a minute or two late? Why does everything have to have a format clock? Would you like to tell me or have me read off to you what not having a format clock does?
Well, we have a clock.
But we don't hit exactly the top of the hour?
No.
They don't have to hit exactly at, you know, between 7 and 11 right at the top. The FCC rules and regs say the closest natural break to the top of the hour, you identify the station. They need to do what I told them to begin with. Just take our show, run commercials in between, and start the show again. Anything in between, if it fits, it fits. If it doesn't, take it out.
Yeah.
How much money are you losing if you drop a spot on 1190? How am I going to explain this to Deidre, the GM, that we lost $11 today?
I just got to take it out of your check.
Really? Yeah, I had to drop 22 spots.
It was a big show.
Again, I'll get to watch when Rodney's in the studio. I'm excited. I'm going to do it from a real studio. Yeah. This is going to be worse than Saw. What do you mean to get out? I got to cut off my left leg. Sorry, those are the rules. Out of my hands.
Yeah, and whatever you do, don't pay any attention to that guy lying in the middle of the floor. He is inconsequential.
Just be concerned when Danny Glover comes in. Wasn't he in Saw? Saw 2. Saw 7.
I don't think he was
maybe one of the later ones. I think
Danny Glover was in one of them. I still haven't watched all the first one. Close scared me just by he told me about it. I've watched bits and pieces. I saw the one where the guy had to cut his foot off.
Yeah, that's the first one.
But you haven't seen the end of it.
No.
It's not real. It's just surprising. It's not really like scary. Well, it kind of is, but in a weird way.
Danny Glover was in Saw.
First one?
First one.
Is he part of the surprise?
Was he the cop?
I have no clue. I've never seen it.
I think he was one of the investigators.
Yeah.
people in here with their eyes shot out and their feet cut off. I'm getting too old for this shit.
We'll go back to the Lethal Weapon movies where things make sense.
Yeah, at least where I can shoot people with nail guns.
And then use the clever line, nailed them.
Yeah, I had to.
It's the genre.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Actually, you mentioned that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we mentioned already the Michigan State study about telling your boss that you hate him. Adam Waite and Sophie Trawalter. These are the lead researchers in a new report, some of which includes on this subject, Whites See Blacks as Superhuman. In an upcoming issue of Social Psychological and Personality Science, in one experiment, white internet users were shown a white face and a black face and asked to decide. Number one, which person is more likely to have superhuman skin that is thick enough that it can withstand the pain of burning hot coals? Which person is more capable of using their supernatural powers to suppress hunger and thirst? Which person has supernatural strength that makes them capable of lifting up a tank? Along with a few other questions. Blacks,
so why is it there are no... The majority of superheroes in the movies, television, are white.
Yes. Blacks were selected 63.5% of the time. For superhuman abilities, blacks were chosen 65% of the time, but for everyday abilities, they were chosen only 46% of the time. So whatever leads whites to see blacks as superhuman does not apply to commonplace tasks.
Is there an explanation? Obviously, it's got something to do with the color.
They don't have an explanation. They just it's conjecture. So they're trying to analyze the data and figure that out.
I don't even have a theory. Short of big black men scare me.
That's not what they're saying here. They're saying that whites in this study saw blacks as bigger, stronger, faster.
But did it give you an example of the pictures that they showed?
No, they just said to choose between the two. It's not like
because you show me a picture of Samuel L. Jackson and then Justin Bieber. Obviously, you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I don't think they showed photos like that. It was just.
In fact, I would hope Samuel L. Jackson would get out of his photo and go beat up Bieber.
Now that would be cool.
Maybe it's got something to do with blacks in professional sports.
Yeah, they also, one of the researchers said, Watts says the superhuman bias may result in part from long-held stereotypes about toughness, aggression, physicality, and sexuality.
I don't know. All I know is Fisher DeBerry.
Mm-hmm. Former head coach of football at Air Force.
I guess that's where I was. I don't remember.
Yes, that's where you were, Coach.
It's like I watched this new TV show on the CW called The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that whole thing is bullshit.
And why is that, Coach?
Ain't no white man run 900 miles an hour. At least if you're going to ask me for suspension of disbelief, make it a black man that run 900 miles an hour. Because I know he can do well over 2,000.
I think you might be exaggerating a little bit there, Coach.
A little bit of short run. White guy? Ooh, I run 900 miles an hour. Yeah, boosh. Oh, I wanted one speedy guy. I'd still be coach at wherever the hell I was.
Air Force. You might still be coaching at Air Force had you just kept your mouth shut and not thrown out your strange theories.
I would complimentary to the Afro-Americans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was complimentary. I just said... statistically, program after program, they're just faster than my pokey honkies.
No. Okay, well, yeah, but no. That's not how you're supposed to phrase it, Coach.
It's still a compliment. How come nobody gets mad when you say black people sing better? Nothing wrong with that.
Well, someone might get mad at it. There might be, you know, like Celine Dion. She might be just really pissed at you right now.
Nobody sings better than black people. You get a black choir, even if you don't believe in God, you'll get goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dancing around that. So why is it? I can't say. And yes, I still have the clip.
Looky there. That you know how to label.
Make sure nobody runs us in best of this week if we take off.
Afro-American kids can run very, very well. That doesn't mean that Caucasian kids and other descents can't run. But
all I'm saying is I need to win the game, and I am just chock full of whiteys.
I like how if you can just really feel what he's saying. He's like, that doesn't mean that other descents can't run. Every idiot can run.
I just need something that can run faster than the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the ball, and you just look at them and go, scoot. And all of a sudden, there they go. Just this flash. Why, man, playing a superhero that's supposed to be fast.
Mm-hmm.
Afro-American kids can run very, very well. That doesn't mean that Caucasian kids and other descents can't run, but it's very obvious to me that they run extremely well. I just want to recruit speed. We need to find speed as much as anything. But the black athlete seems to have, you know, statistically, program,
mm-hmm.
you know, seems to have an edge as far as the speed is concerned.
I don't know where it comes from. I'm not saying it's some type of racial genetics. All I know is they fast. Somehow, they're more aerodynamic than all my flat-headed white players.
Flat-headed. No, those poor kids.
You give them the ball and they bend over and all of a sudden they just gone. Whoosh. like I said before, you put a flux capacitor on them, they go back in time. Tell them not to run over 88 miles per hour, they laugh at you. It's like I can keep it that slow.
That's just jogging speed.
This other one. Oh, it's just him apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Very sorrowful.
I'm deeply sorrowful for anybody I have offended by complimenting them on their speed.
Right.
What I should be doing is I'm saying I'm sorry to all the slow white bastards that can't get into the end zone. Oh, look, I'm running. Yeah, but they always catch you.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was get in the end zone with that ball. Idiot. All right, I'm done with Fisher.
Okay. Most stores have released their Black Friday ads, and the website...
I wonder how they explain that there are no black superheroes. I know there are a few, but...
There are some, but you're right,
I don't think
not.
There are none in the Avengers. The only colored one is the Hulk.
Yeah, and that's even then, it's not an actual racial element. Yeah, I know that Captain Marvel is black. And have they talked about making... They're making a Captain Marvel movie, aren't they?
I think they're making also a Black Panther movie.
About the real Black Panthers?
No, about a guy. He's a superhero.
Turns into a panther?
Kind of. He's just... That's just his superhero name.
The Black Panther?
Yep.
What does his superhero outfit look like?
It's all black.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like a panther.
Does it have a tail?
No.
Well, it's not a panther. Panther's got tail. Does he growl?
He may.
You get a big enough guy, he ain't going to need a superhero outfit. You just walk up, I'm Black Panther.
Yeah, you are.
I surrender. I have now thrown myself off the building.
It'd be the most boring superhero movie ever.
Damn, I never get to kill nobody. They always commit suicide. I might as well just go back to work. My police car is Officer Lonnie.
Most stores have released their Black Friday ads, and the website...
Nice segue.
Some things just work out. The website...
I think somebody had a Black Friday sale last week. It's no longer tied into the day after. Obviously, we all know this. The day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it's just a term that they throw out anywhere.
Yeah, if they can start getting you in the doors early, absolutely. Like, I thought it was weird. I drove by a mall over the weekend, and I thought, wow, it looks so peaceful right now. but knowing that in a week, it's going to be an absolute madhouse. Someone may die in that parking lot that I was looking at over some shoes or a chair or a frying pan.
You won't know for 10 or 12 hours because the crowd will hold them up?
Yeah. All for a brand new toaster oven or something.
Something you could probably get cheaper online. I don't know why they think. Does it say anything in there in the story that, yeah, you are going to get the best deal before the end of the year on a Black Friday? And I have to say on a Black Friday because you know we're going to have more than one.
Right. It doesn't say it will be the best deal of the year, but yeah, Wallet Hub ran the numbers on the Black Friday ads, and this is what they found. Of the 22 major stores and websites, including over 5,500 deals, the average discount this Black Friday, 39.45%. So if you see something on sale for less than 40% off, it's really not that great of a deal. But if you see something for over 40% on Black Friday, then you're in a better zone.
That's if you've been watching the prices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people do that on a regular basis.
Right.
Hey, I think I'm going to buy a TV on Black Friday. So I'll just wait and see what the sales are, as opposed to checking right now and then comparing the prices.
Yeah, because like yesterday, I might have had, say, a flat screen TV for $500 on Black Friday. I'm going to put a sticker on the side that says, Black Friday special, $499.
Originally, $700.
Right.
And you didn't know.
Yeah, it could have been. It might have been $700 somewhere else at some point on some day.
And I forgot to go by the Star Power Expo over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because near the end of the day, they got stuff left over. Because a lot of it's clearance. Take this.
No, I don't want it. I already got this 180-inch projector that you got me for like $8.
Take this too.
I don't have room for it. I don't have that much of a house.
That happened last year when I went. Hey, we got a couple of HD computer monitors. Take this one. Well, David, I didn't come here to take anything. He's take it. What? I don't need it. All my computers have monitors. The rep is right behind you. Take it. All right, I'll figure out some how to use it for the foundation so I don't feel like I'm just getting something for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Where's that monitor now?
I'd rather not say. The foundation makes me very nervous all the time, so I need things to calm me down.
Such as?
Things that calm me down.
Could it be something of an adult variety?
I like to think I'm an adult.
You are. Yes, you are. Something that relaxes you.
Yes.
Something that could be an escape from the real world.
Yes.
Something where you are loved and you're the center of attention.
It's pornography!
Well, I'm sorry. Was I pressing?
It's actually up here in the one of our studios. I just felt guilty about taking it.
Yeah. That's usually it's actually refreshing. Most rich people that are given free things are like, well, it's about time you gave me something for free.
Yeah, I stood around here for an hour and a half talking to, not even paid to be here, and I didn't leave with anything free. Maybe they felt guilty for selling me that 4K TV it cost, and then 6 months later, it's $2,000 cheaper than what I paid for it.
Yeah, I bet he feels real bad about that.
Well, it's not David Pigeon's fault. He had no idea that they were going to drop, and he's pretty much on top of everything. He was the one that told me when HD DVDs came out and Blu-ray came out at the same time, he said, Blu-ray is going to be the dominating force. HD DVD is going to go away. And he was dead on. But I don't think anybody expected 4K programming to grow as fast as it has.
No, no one did. Especially since when you think about how, I guess, the time span it took for a full HD 1080 stuff to happen. Because even though you had full HD TVs at 1080, but you also still had the 720 TVs. And you had some lesser models still that people were still buying.
Yeah, they said I read someplace. Programming for 4K television has grown exponentially faster than it ever did from standard television to 1080p.
Makes sense.
And I'd still like to know why Fox 4 broadcast in 720p. And the only reason I know is you can hit the little display button on the remote control on my 4K.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say KDFW 720p. It's all programming. So it's not like, oh, the network is 720, live is 1080.
Right. Now, I'm sure.
Even PBS is 1080.
Dang. Man. I'm sure money is somewhat of a factor, but maybe it's aesthetics.
As far as what?
Maybe it's not full HD for a reason.
Well, not all the local program. You can go back to 480 if you want for local programming.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm
I know
sure,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, well, there's some people that might scare the elderly and small children if they were broadcast in full HD.
Almost everybody on Fox 4, as far as the news goes, mm-hmm. they're decent looking. They're just 16:9 friendly. Look, now I got a 16:9 TV set. I can see all of Clarice.
The Wallet Hub study also found that JCPenney has the biggest average discount at 65%. Other stores with big Black Friday discounts, Macy's, Rite Aid, is it Mayer?
How do you spell it?
Meijer. Okay.
And I've never heard of the chain.
Alfie, are you familiar with it?
I think it's just some sort of retailer up northeast. It's Meijer.
Yeah, Meijer, as well as Sears. Mm. Then they also ranked some of the what they called the worst discounts for Black Friday, and those are basically the big box store type places. But that's really not that surprising because those are places that have sales all year round anyway.
I don't know. I just go to Pigeon and at Star Power and go, hey, I saw this at Best Buy.
Yeah.
For this amount. All right. And he'll knock a grand off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it, you really don't know when to buy it. And I don't know why people think the Black Friday thing, the true Black Friday after Thanksgiving, that's the day you got to go. Because you know, closer to Christmas, first of all, nobody's running out of stock.
No.
Closer you get, they don't want that anymore. And the price is going to be less. And every year, I tell myself, all right, I'm just going to pick a few items, mark down the price on a Black Friday, and then review it right before Christmas and see how much it is.
Right.
And I'm surprised there aren't reports out like that.
I bet there are. You just got to dig for them.
I don't buy gifts for anybody, so I don't really care. This year, I think I'm going to go, since we don't exchange Christmas gifts on the show, not because we don't care. We just, well, that was the impetus.
It really helped.
But if they'll release it, I'm just going to go to my local post office and ask for any letters they got to Santa.
That's a good idea. I know Channel 5 and Salvation Army, I think it's Salvation Army, they do their angel tree every year.
I want something I'm more in control of. Go and, you know, for kids who really wrote to Santa, that's, you know, where you know it's a true, you'd hope it's a true sob story.
Right.
And pick one of those and just buy the family stuff.
You shouldn't have said that.
They don't know which post office I'm going to go to.
I'm just saying you shouldn't have said that because you're not going to have to go to the post office to hear sob stories. Now people are just going to email us.
Well, they could do that, but unless it's a letter mailed to Santa to my particular post office, mm-hmm. you ain't getting dick.
It never stops them.
Ah, you can go ahead and send me something. You can email back from Santa that says, F*** off.
Picture of Santa's back iron.
Look at you. Got a picture of Santa's hoe for Christmas.
Season's greetings from the South Pole.
I just got sexted from Santa Claus. Giving a reach around to Burl Ives.
It is the Christmas season.
Okay, hang on. There's something on Channel 11 right now about the Ferguson thing.
Mm. Bring you that decision live on the air tonight at 8 p.m.
They don't know anything. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
606. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Bosch Icon Wiper Blades. A whole lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound 67 just before I-20. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back in I-35. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 just before Sylvan Avenue. Got an accident blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Westmoreland. About a half-hour delay through it. Into Plano now, northbound 75 just before Legacy. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. In Denton, a big one. Northbound I-35 right at State School Road. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. That has traffic completely stopped all the way back from Garden Ridge. It's at least an hour and a half to lay through it. You're pretty much screwed. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820 right at Mark IV Parkway. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Saginaw Main Street. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Clear tonight, a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, and a high of 63. Right now, still 60 degrees. And 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I think every year I say I'm going to go out to a Black Friday event just to watch. Just to watch the maniacal idiots trying to get into a store or getting in line. I'm not sure, but I think I read a story last week. There was a Best Buy someplace. People were already lined up for Black Friday.
Yes.
A week or so before the event.
Yes. Yeah, it was two ladies, I think.
I'm surprised that they let them sit in the parking lot that long.
It's good. It's good for business, if you're the business, because that means the news crews are going to come out and they're going to say, hey, look at these two crazy people here at this Best Buy or Kohl's, whatever.
So what if something happens to them in the middle of the night?
That's their problem. Even though, you know, it wouldn't be, because at some point then a lawyer would get to them and say, hey, they obviously didn't provide you with proper security.
We're closed.
Right.
It's because we've got advertised specials coming up on a certain day doesn't mean that we've got to watch the parking lot all night. And I really thought most companies were going to back away from the term doorbusters, because you had people bursting through doors as soon as they opened up.
Yeah, people getting killed.
And all of a sudden, now the company's responsible because they had all these fabulous door buster ads. Well, yeah. Not everything. It's not like Walmart said, we're literally going to have a door buster sale.
Yeah.
Even though that's what it turned into, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's... No one ever seems to read the fine print. Or actually, no, I take that back. I think some read the fine print so much that they realize they've got to be first in line, because at some of those circulars, they'll say limited supply. Like, here's this special kind of laptop for $12, limited supply. Okay, well, I got to be first. I'm going to go wait in line now.
We have three at this price.
Right.
Do they actually give you numbers?
Sometimes they do. I've seen a couple this year that say, you know, this TV, $200, $5 at store.
But we're not going to tell you which store.
At a store.
In fact, not even the whole TV is at this store.
You have to get different pieces from different stores.
We call it TV a la carte. Maybe get the stand at this store, the TV at this store, the remote and the power plug. Just different things.
All the cables. That's the other thing, too. It's like, all right, TV is $200. The cables, $4,000. Mm-hmm.
They don't do that with TVs, but they do that with washers and dryers.
Really?
Yeah. I think the last set I bought didn't come with cables.
They don't.
What am I going to do with it? Am I just going to push the washer close enough to the outlet and hope the electricity jumps the 3 or 4 inches?
That's insane. Okay, so how much were the cables?
Couple of hundred dollars?
My God.
Damn. Maybe I guess they're proprietary or whatever, where you got to get that brand.
Probably not, because, you know, they've got to adhere to the standard code, building code of special plug in the wall in your house. They may change the wiring colors just to throw you off.
Sure, make it seem special.
Oh, God, you know, there's some redneck. I could make it work. Oh, jeez.
I don't even know what the explanation is. Possibly, maybe power cords go out, so you can buy a replacement.
I guess, but that's, you know what it is. It's the
it's a la carte.
I think that using that model, that's what Apple has done with its phones and power cords.
Well, they give you the power cord,
but you always end up needing another one. And they know that. I don't care. Like, oh, we're going to give you this power cord. Yeah, take it. It's free. We know you're going to need another one eventually, and that'll be $20.
Hey, we're going to put out a new iPhone. We're going to need new power cords. Call over to R&D and find out what's the thinnest material we can make this out of. So it snaps when you pull it out of the box.
You broke it. There goes your warranty.
That's what I like about certain products that I actually use all the time, like did you ever hook up your drop cam?
Not yet.
You hate it?
No, I like it.
How do you know?
It's not like I've never seen one.
I know it sounds like a planned repertoire.
It does, yeah. But no, I mean, I've seen them work. I mean, there's one behind my head right now.
Yeah, but you very seldom watch the video stream. I'm just curious if you hooked up. Anyway, I like the drop cam because it comes with everything. And it's one of the few products that I've bought, and they really should advertise on the show because we use a drop cam every day for the wide shot.
Right.
It's one of the few things. What it says on the box is accurate. 60-second setup. And that's what it is at the most. It's even quicker if you already own one because now you already have an account set up.
Right.
But if you don't, you plug the drop cam into your computer. It perceives it as a external device. Mm-hmm. It's got its self-loading software. It walks you through the process. Okay, fill this out. It's already picked up your Wi-Fi signal. Give me the password. Okay, unplug it from the computer. Go put it in the house where you want, and you're done. Anything else that says plug and play? That's horseshit.
Yep.
I've never seen any product that truly held up to its instructions or its advertising. Company's genius.
Yeah.
You don't have to figure out FTP forwarding through your router or anything. Everything goes through their website. You log into their website. You see all your drop cams hooked up. You want to pay, I think, $15, $20 a month, something like that. They'll set up a DVR in the cloud. And then you can watch anything, get email updates if there's motion in the house.
Right.
Why don't you test it out in the bathroom?
No. That doesn't make any sense to put it in the bathroom.
Well,
if I'm going to put it somewhere, I need to put it somewhere near the front door.
But Tara doesn't shower in the front door.
Even more reason to not put it anywhere near the bathroom.
Damn you.
Yeah. And besides, even if I did put it in the bathroom, it's not like I'm going to give you the link to it.
I'll let you see the links to my house.
Why?
Well, we've had him on the show before.
Yeah, but that was when you were messing with your realtor who had one of his two showings.
Yeah, he's a good realtor.
Sorry.
Yeah, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yeah, if you really want to see that house move, price it a lot lower. It's amazing all the times Rodney has said, oh, yeah, houses come on the market. They're gone in a day, 2 days.
Yeah. I get the one realtor that says, there's no reason to rush. Dude, you know what my mortgage is every month. That's a reason to rush every month.
Mm-hmm.
So Rodney says, well, take it off the market, leave it off for 6, refinance it, save a few dollars a month.
I would imagine.
But is it really worth having it off the market to save a couple of grand a month?
Yes.
Because when I put it back on the market, who knows how much longer it might take. All it takes is one person over the holidays that said, yeah, kids are out of school. We got time to look around. Let's move.
On the other hand, it's Christmas time. Family's in town. I don't have time to go looking for a house, especially, you know, I'd rather wait until it's warmer outside. I mean, I think you can justify it at any time as far as when to list it or not to list it.
I think it'd be easier for me, especially during the winter months, if they ask, okay, so what do you spend a month on landscaping? Nothing. Takes care of itself.
It's beautiful. Look.
What? Why is that? Everything's dead. What? Everything's
dead. Huh? I'm sorry. One more time?
Everything's dead.
I really just can't understand anything that this gentleman's saying. It's almost like he's trying to be elusive.
They will come back and get you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want a heated pool? Mm-mm.
And I specifically leave, whether it's the AC or the heat, I leave it almost to an uncomfortable level, or I did while the house was on the market.
Right.
It's off now. Because they always want to see the utility bills. Look, you run this house on $200 a month electricity.
Damn, he's efficient.
What do you have running?
Just a TV.
The what?
Just a TV.
He really just, is he a mumbler? Can't understand anything he says.
While I was on the market, outside lights, security lighting, nothing. Because if they saw the real electric bill, I ain't selling that house.
No. Yeah, I think if you were smart, living in Texas, yeah, let's see a couple electric bills. Okay, sure. From August.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I should do is during August, take that generator I've got and just run as much as I can and shut off the rest of the house. Spent $3 on electricity?
Man, and then when they move in and they go, man, we just go crazy. Leave everything on.
Turn the heat and air on at the same time. Have them just mash each other and create rainstorms inside the house.
The house is so efficient.
You know, the first time they get the electric bill, mother fudge.
You're going to have to sell a kid.
Sorry, Tommy, going to have to put you down. Why? Well, it's either keep you or us being uncomfortable. And since you're the last born, I said,
here's the catch on TV from the game last night, if you care.
I just missed it.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Feet. Why were they throwing the flag?
Oh, because our defensive back had grabbed a hold of his jersey.
Oh.
He's got a bright future ahead of him.
Steve Ducey, you're on.
Again, the Cowboys and the Eagles, a showdown for first place in the NFC East coming up Thanksgiving Day. It's a 3:30 kickoff, and you'll see it here on Fox 4. I'm Mike Ducey at Valley Ranch. More news coming up.
Why don't you do more stories at the new Cowboy headquarters? Maybe they'll move faster. I drove by there the other day. It's like less than a mile from my house.
Yeah, aren't they? Like they're bustling now, right?
There are cranes that it's kind of hard to tell from the street, but I think that they're just like cemented into the ground to move things. They're not on a vehicle.
Okay.
It's just cranes.
Gotcha.
And plenty of earth movers. I don't know why they picked that spot, but obviously all the earth was in the wrong place.
Well, maybe they're making Jerry's bunker.
But that's the only progress I've seen. More lights and more earth movers. Take these rocks, move them over there. Well, what's going to be there? Nothing, because we're going to move the rocks back. What am I, in the Marines? Some type of punishment? So I don't know when they're supposed to be finished. Is it 2016? It ain't 2015.
Yeah, I think it's 2016.
Because until they decide where those rocks go, nothing can start.
They're just working out the particulars right now. They're trying to figure out where they want the rock formations. It's like, I'm going to put some a few here. Maybe they're trying to decide we don't want one big one or a few small ones.
Call those guys from North Texas, the foundation guys. Just have them come out and do it and lay it.
Is it All-Pro?
I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they don't really seem to know where the rocks go. I tell you what, I'll drive by there on the way to work tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll take pictures and you can see.
Got it.
Which way you think we should push them today? I don't know. Yesterday they said east to west. You'll go north-south this time? How far should we push them? I don't know. Let's push it in circles for a while. Hey, let's take all the earth movers and do NASCAR. And leave a bump in turn three like they have at TMS.
When you said put the stones in a circle, I thought you were going to say they were making Stonehenge in Frisco.
Look what we did. You didn't know what it was, you would have no clue what they're doing.
It will get done, and it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, I'm just ecstatic.
I can tell. It'll be fine. You'll sell your house eventually whenever you decide to sell it.
I'd like to sell it before things start growing again. I got out yesterday and did 3 hours of yard work. I still have the lawn guys.
Right.
But I forgot to leave a check for them last week, so when I do that, I feel bad. So I go out and mow and do the hedges for them. I still pay them. But that's like my penalty for being late.
You could just like spiff them a little extra.
I did that 1 week.
Okay.
They didn't ask for anything. They know I'm going to pay them. I just felt like an a-hole. So I did that and said, hey, just find something else to do. Okay.
I like how you gave yourself busy work.
What we could do is we could sit around and drink orange Fanta and leave the cans for you.
Is that what they did?
They've done that before. They love orange Fanta. And I know it's not like blowing out of my trash cans because I don't drink that.
No.
It's either empty Jim Beam bottles or...
Or?
Empty Jim Beam bottles.
That's what I thought.
No or.
Because really, for $250 a week, they're working their ass off on the property. And I know it's going to be easy over on the winter months. So I just said, find something else to do. But I didn't want them to think I was taking advantage of them. I'll just pay them whenever I pay them.
Right.
So they're either going to show up and notice that I did all their yard work this week.
And they're going to think you're a crazy person.
Or they're going to think, man, we did a good job last week.
That's what it's going to be. You're not going to get any credit for it.
That wasn't Fanta in those Fanta cans.
Man, we must have mowed like a mother last week. All the hedges still look perfect. Did we trim tree branches we forgot about? So I don't know if it's the Allegra D and everything else or the extra shot of testosterone you gave me Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the first times I felt good enough to go out and work in the yard. And I mean, I trimmed everything.
That's great. It's nice to hear you saying again that you get a lot of energy because it's been a while.
I hope it's the extra drugs.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just you.
Oh, I was there.
I'm trying to get you to rely on yourself and not medicine.
Well, I think I need the medicine.
Oh, so I'm too
late.
I'm
old.
I'm too late. Do you have a pill bottle or a pill box yet?
Dude, don't even start. I'll tell you what. It is so bad at this point.
Oh, no.
Forget about me. All the pills I have to take, I've got the BP meds,
uh-huh,
which I'm about out of. I got to call Fetner. I put those on one shelf. Right. Actually, I put everything on one shelf, And as I take a pill out of the bottle, I put it on the lower shelf so I know I've taken that one.
Okay.
And it really wouldn't be that big of a deal, but for whatever reason, with the BP medicine from Fetner, there are three bottles. One is whatever the BP medicine is. One of them is potassinate. Is that right, Alfie?
I don't remember what it is. One's a salt pill, though.
A diuretic.
Yeah.
And the other one is like a potassium something.
Mm-hmm.
So you got three of those. Then I take my Adderall, and now I take my Allegra D, and I don't care what it says on the side of the bottle. Don't take this if you have high blood pressure. And then I take vitamin E, vitamin D.
Yep.
Small aspirin every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sublingual D. And something else. I forget.
So you need a pill box.
I'm not getting one. I will not succumb.
What if it's just a tackle box that you keep your pills in?
No, because I'll end up swallowing nails. Okay, did I swallow my nail today? No, with all the meds that where I was going is all the meds that the dogs are on.
Oh, no.
Gina had to go and get those, I guess, old people.
Yeah, like the day of the week.
Yeah.
Morning, afternoon, day of the week, pill boxes.
And all the meds that the dogs have to take, she's got a separate thing for each dog and a separate one for AM, PM.
Yep.
So when I get home, I look at their stuff first. Okay, who gets what? Okay. It's got a T on it, and it says PM. Okay, so it's a second T. That must mean Thursday.
Oh, no.
So I give them their stuff, and sometimes I forget about mine. And I put my meds in with theirs, but then I don't want the beagle, especially the beagle, to be in on diuretic. Man, I can't wait for him to get home to piss. I'm going right now.
All of a sudden, you have an indoor pool.
Yeah, when that beagle pisses, she pisses a lot in the house. Like, what? Really, all I need is a slip and slide, and I got enough water here to play every day. Alfie, what is line one?
He's calling about what the Cowboys might be doing with their new land.
That's what they're doing with their new land. And I think they're doing it just to piss me off.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:37, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Whole lot going on here is the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 67 just before I-20. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 just before Sylvan Avenue. Got an accident blocking the three left lanes. Traffic is now completely stopped back from Cockrell Hill. Nearly an hour delay through that. In the Plano northbound 75 just before Legacy. Still got that accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Into Denton now, northbound I-35, right at State School Road. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. It's been like that for a while. And that has traffic completely stopped all the way back from Garden Ridge in Louisville. It's at least an hour and a half delay through it. There's not a bunch of good ways around it. Just try. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound, Loop 820, right at Mark IV Parkway. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. That has traffic backed up back from Saginaw Main Street. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. Clear skies, 44 low. Tomorrow, sunny skies, 63 for a high. Right now, 57 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, where did we leave off?
We left off at a Wall Street equity trading company analyzed what happens when someone quits a job. And they found that when a coworker quits, your odds of getting a raise go way up. I'm sorry. It's my bad. You were taking a drink, weren't you? If only I had known that.
Where does this happen?
According to Wall Street, according to this trading company, it happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They said right now people are back to quitting jobs like they were before the recession. 2.8 million Americans quit their jobs in September, which is the highest percentage of employees quitting since May of 2007. So the thinking is your coworker quits, you take over some of their responsibilities, and that's when you say, hey, look at how well I've done taking over for so-and-so's stuff. I'd like some more money, please.
Obviously, they're not getting it, or they wouldn't be quitting.
Well, some people aren't. That's why it's good to be if someone quits or if someone talks to you, hey, I think I'm about quitting. Yeah, you should do that.
That's a good move.
That's a great move.
Because the economy's on upswing, and you probably have a good chance of getting a job.
Yeah.
But I don't think raises for people that stay are. I don't know. I could be wrong. But Anna DeHaro, who is the public affairs director, who does stuff for all the stations in the cluster.
Right.
I'll bet you they didn't give her a whole lot to take over 1190.
Probably not.
People vanish here at Clear Channel, iHeart, iBorg, whatever it is now. You just absorb their job. Well, how much extra does this pay? Sorry, were you trying to get fired?
No, I'm sorry,
Well, you just wanted me to take over somebody else's job. I thought possibly would pay a little more. So I need to know, are you quitting?
I don't understand this language you speak of asking for more.
We let them go because we don't really have the budget for it. Why would we give you more money? Well, I'm going to have to do their job as well as mine. Okay, so you're giving us 2 weeks? Because when they asked to run this show, and for Kibler, I'd do it. They asked to run this show on 1190, the mornings. They never said anything about money.
Mm.
There was never any kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod. We'll give you this. I went, you know what? I know you're not going to offer anything. Just take it.
Right.
If somehow the station shows up in the ratings, then you're going to pay. Any possible cash that I would make off the station, I'll just put in the foundation.
Nice.
So, over a period of 40, 50 years, I could tack on another grand.
Have a little more faith. You might get a little more than that.
Well, you can move that wireless antenna out of your way. Well, I just moved it to adjust the mic, the camera.
How sad is it? I didn't even notice that thing next to his head.
I thought it might have been there for a reason.
So what companies give you raises when they fire somebody?
That's what I don't understand. Like the story was put out by Bloomberg, where they said a Wall Street equity trading company analyzed what happens when someone quits a job and found that when a coworker quits, your odds of getting a raise go way up. So it doesn't actually say you get a raise. It just says your odds of getting a raise go up.
Yeah, it could be like setting in a hot slot machine.
Yeah.
All right, this one hasn't, first of all, the odds are against you. This one hasn't paid off for a while. So the chance of you getting money is coming up, but the odds still aren't with you.
Mm-mm.
Well, have you got any, Shaw?
Yeah.
Does it name companies that give raises when people quit?
You know, it's funny.
You know why?
It's mysteriously blank.
It's because they don't exist. And it's not just close your last one.
I have another deal.
All right.
Chloe, you should say, yeah, it is my last one. I want you to have it, boss.
even though that was my favorite pouch. I was saving it for a celebration.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my New Year's Eve pouch.
Yeah.
You don't try that with somebody having a nicotine fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's my last pouch. Thanks, mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Jacob, our director of online programming.
Right.
Hey, you got any chaw? Yeah, it's right there in my bag. Oh, you only got one left. Thanks.
Appreciate you. Out the door.
No question. No nothing.
Oh, man, that is cold.
He's just telling you, hey, you're out now.
You might want to know whenever you're out of fit.
Yeah. I want you to think that. I don't want you to open a can to be empty, and I didn't give you the heads up.
I'm surprised you would part with the last one in there. Like, otherwise, because it would be understandable if you said, sorry, I have one left.
I never count them, so I don't know. He'll just come in from time to time. I don't know if he's trying to quit, so he stops buying them.
Right.
He stopped going to Klo because Klo keeps a Copenhagen throwdown can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Copenhagen's too stiff for all of us.
Oof. Yeah, even if it sits for, like, you know, 9 months,
mm-hmm.
it's still, it's potent.
It's a little too potent.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what Jacob would normally?
He finally switched to the Skoll mint pouches.
Okay. Yeah, because I think before he was doing the Copenhagen, and he was doing the man stuff.
Yeah, he was doing the long cut. Yeah. Sometimes you go in and talk to him, and he's looks like all this brown grass in his mouth.
Yeah, he's got tobacco threads.
Dude, you got some. Yeah, no, I'm doing chow. Well, you know, if you do pouches, well, do I look like a pussy?
Every time I see you guys put a pouch in, I'm always reminded of an old football coach who always had his pouch a red man, and it was a big wad of it in his cheek.
You're talking about long cut.
Long cut. Man, like.
You reach in and you pinch it, you throw it in.
Yeah, but he didn't get it. He didn't do a pinch. He grabbed a freaking fistful.
Isn't that the stuff that was actually their leaves, the real leaves?
Yes.
It was a
big pouch.
Yeah. It was one of those that they would keep folded up in that foil or aluminum, whatever the pouch was, and keep it in his coach's shorts.
It's like putting a big piece of iceberg in your mouth.
Yeah. And, man, when he loved to yell, woo. I mean, it was some of the guys had the white practice jerseys. It was actually funny. He was a defensive coach. The defensive players all had dark practice jerseys. We all assumed it was because
they got screamed at the most.
Or you got spit on and screamed at.
Was screaming at them.
Yeah.
I can't do long cut. I feel bad enough doing pouches. And a lot of times on vacation, I don't even think about going and getting any. So I don't know how addicted. Obviously, I'm addicted to something.
Yeah, but some of it's just a habit. You're not.
But yeah, it's only when I come up here.
Yeah, so if you're used to doing it here, then this is where your trigger would be, or triggers would be.
It's like people who smoke, but only when they drink.
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought an addiction was a nonstop addiction. But
it
you're
can
right.
Be.
After I look at porn. Once a day, I'm done.
So you have your addiction at home, which is your porn, at whatever exact time each day. And then when you get to work, time to grab a chaw.
Oh, while I'm thinking about it, speaking of porn, pull up my website, pull up RussMartin.com.
Okay.
I gave Jacob a picture to post. It should be obvious when the website comes up. I'll make noise while we're waiting.
Oh, damn.
Is that a photo of L.A.?
Yeah. I had a chick from an email. I forgot to print it out. She said, I am not buying any of this bullshit of you and a porn star. You're not hideous, but you're not good looking enough to have a picture of you with you're not to have screwed a porn star. So I took one of the safe for work pictures of L.A. and me.
Yep, that's one of the few.
You don't know what the other ones look like.
I know what a few of the other ones look like, and it ain't that.
How do you know?
You showed everybody.
I did not.
Did Russell.
Did I? Let me turn the mics off.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think.
No.
I think there were black bars.
Oh, okay. Well, like that. Yeah,
I'll have turd naked in the pictures, but anything of mine was barred out.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't.
Well, it's hard to remember because that was also around the time it's like, okay, did I see it in a photo or was it just in the office on my desk or on Chloe's shoulder?
Or against the window.
Yes, a window was a popular one.
I love windows. It don't look longer, but it looks fatter.
She smashed it up against the window.
So the picture is up there.
Yes. Now, the chick, what she would probably say is, the one that emailed you.
Yeah.
Oh, you just happened to hook up with some random blonde because her hair is kind of in her face, and then you put a photo of the porn star next to it. It could be any just random blonde.
I think you could tell from the picture of L.A. and me and the regular shot of L.A. You can tell it's the same chick. Can you? Words.
Yes, to me, I can see it because I've met her.
Oh, I can give you other pictures.
Give action shots. I just think it's funny that someone would take the time to email you saying, I don't believe you had sex with a porn star.
Why would I be?
First of all, why would you lie about it? Second of all, why do you care if he is lying about it? I'm going to call him on this.
There's no way he's been able to screw a porn star. It's all men's fantasies. All right, so I banged a couple. It's a big deal.
That's the other thing.
And you can tell by the picture that we're both topless.
Mm-hmm.
So you know something's going on. I had another one of me suckling, but that one made me uncomfortable to post online.
I don't blame you, yeah. It's funny, though. I've never actually... That face you're making.
What?
It's your come hither face. It's the...
I got this hot blonde with great big cans laying on top of me, bumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of face you want me to make?
I'm just saying, it's not a face I see you make on a regular basis.
What do you mean, like, come here, honey? Or
no, he's like, because he's... You can tell Russ took the photo because he's holding it out, and then they're both kind of looking at the camera. But
we're both holding the camera.
Oh, okay. And then Russ just kind of has a look on his face like, what's up?
Actually, I think in my mind, the time was, that's right, I'm f***ing this bitch.
Exactly. Chloe, come look. It's right here.
And I'm glad that I am documenting this.
Yeah.
That's Russ's, I'm a badass face.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this.
Yeah. I have a few more that are not really safe for work. Doesn't show any of my business. But I'm suckling, and I'm quite happy about it.
I would imagine you are.
It's not very flattering, because when I suckle, if I'm really into it, mm-hmm. It's kind of like,
ew, stop, ew.
You just put yourself in the moment, didn't you?
Yeah.
You really went for that.
You have a dog ever like bite at you with little tiny bites?
Yeah, like
they're just playing around,
like a little puppy.
Yeah, I just call them flea bites, where they're just going ding 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 ding.
Right,
the same face I make when I'm biting on really good nips.
Okay,
and those were good ones. And she's got to ruin the moment right in the middle of it. Oh, my nasty. Yeah, I don't like this advertising campaign.
Yeah, in that northern accent.
That was what I guess she was into. She was a dirty talker.
Oh, you got a wicked pretty. First of all, I don't like the term. Just call it a. Just something about the word, the rooster reference. I don't know why. That just sounds nastier.
I'm with you. That's just weird.
Almost like it's a northern term. I don't know. Okay. How many times in your past, long before you were married, Dan,
okay,
when you could talk about it, did you ever say, yeah, man, I was giving her some really good
Never, because I'm not a douchebag.
Chloe.
Never. I mean, when a chick said it to me before, I was just, it was.
I was sitting in the car outside next to the dumpster, and she was sucking my not rooster.
Right.
Guys don't call it my rooster.
Yeah, I don't think I know anyone that does.
I think that's why it just sits wrong with me. Oh, you got a wicked pretty there. Okay, it's all right. I don't hope it's pretty.
Maybe in the throes of passion, but maybe not just referring to it.
Yeah, it's weird.
In the throes of passion, I could see, like guys, inundated with porn, so it's everything's detached. It's like, instead of play with that, or no, instead of saying play with this, it's like play with that. Play with it. Everything's that.
I just think it's a term women are more apt to use than guys. I don't know. I've never compared. Never taken a survey. I've never walked around the room, the building, going, "Do you call it a or a?"
Yeah, I don't think they would be big on you asking everyone around here that question. Everyone's pretty HR sensitive around here.
Yeah, I know you're on the phone. I got a question.
Hey, you put them on hold for a second? Hey, you're wee-wee. You call it a or a I'm Patrick Davis. I call it a pussy.
Damn.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is the flagship station for the RMS Radio Network. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles Traffic is brought to you by State Farm. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, just before Sylvan got an accident blocking the three left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Cockrell Hill. Nearly an hour delay through that. In Plano northbound on the tollway just after Park, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Moving into Lewisville, northbound I-35, right at FM 1171, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Business 121. Further up I-35, northbound I-35E, right at State School Road in Denton. Road construction there has that right lane shut down. That has traffic completely stopped all the way back from Garden Ridge. It's at least an hour and a half delay through it. Just avoid that mess if you can. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Berry Street, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Rosedale Street. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. Tonight, clear and 40. Tomorrow, sunny and 63. Right now, it is 57 at 97.1 the Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was going to read this earlier. I'll make this quick. Remember that kid named Connor from a few weeks ago? Walked up to a Fort Worth police officer, recorded it, just to say thank you.
Yeah, I remember him.
So far, we've only gotten two videos.
Okay.
Part of that I can understand, because I was at Jersey Mike's last Friday, and there were a bunch of Addison officers in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I should do it. Yeah.
What?
This makes me uncomfortable.
Well, did you get shy?
I didn't do it.
That's what I mean. You didn't do it because you felt too shy?
I felt like it was an invasion. So I get why nobody else is doing it. So Connor gets even more credit because he was the first.
Right.
Even if you walked up and said, hey, we're shooting videos to thank officers for what they do. I couldn't get that far with it. even though they may know the name of the show or the foundation.
Right.
I didn't. So I understand people being reticent to go and do it. Anyway, because Connor was the first one, he was 15. We put a bunch of, Chloe and Alfie put a bunch of stuff together, prize pack. I don't know what all you guys stuck in it, but he was ecstatic and sent an email that said, thanks again for the stuff. I don't deserve it, but it's nice to have, Connor.
What else? Yeah, he was kind of reluctant to take it. He's like, and it took him a while to get up here to get it.
And then I told him what he did didn't just only affect that Fort Worth police officer, but it affected you, Connor, and our audience. I said, normally I'd throw in a smart-ass line right here at the end of the email, but best I got is, you done good, boss.
Yeah.
But he sent back, and again, keep in mind, this is a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Trust me, every day I try to get my friends to understand police and fire, they're not bad. I don't know why they think the fire department is bad, but that's them. Most of my friends.
All right, not, see, his friends are just being stupid teenager stuff. Man, I hate the fire department. Always putting out my arson fires. A-holes.
Most of my friends don't care for it. One kid I know said he has a better chance of becoming a cop just because he plays football and baseball, and he says he hates cops and really has no valid reason. Most of them say they hate police because they crash parties. I see no valid reason why they should hate police officers.
That's it right there. It's because usually when you're a teenager, any run-in you have with a cop is going to be on the negative side.
When I was a teen and had a run-in with cop, though, at a party, they were supremely nice. Plano PD, they didn't let us go, but...
They're going to say, man, they let us drink all night long.
They didn't let us go until we covered ourselves in lube and drank an entire bowl of queso. We think it was Officer Cloud and Officer Arnold.
Mm-hmm. See? There's the secret. Plano Senior High, Plano West, and Plano East. If you're going to have a good old party, make sure you got lube and cheese. And you got a chance of skirting it.
Connor went on to say, I realized a long time ago I'm not going to become a part of a fake crowd in life, that everyone makes mistakes, including law enforcement. When I hear something and I jump to conclusions, I learn as much as I can, and then I form my conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
TV shows that have had an influence on me were Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, along with your show. My dad introduced me to your show back in 2012. Listen 3 to 7 every day. My friends think it's dumb, but honestly, I couldn't care less what they think. Your show hasn't made any other things about the show. All of the things I've learned from your show being 100% correct, including that women are crazy bitches.
What?
Already?
At 15?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This kid's like, he's so prepared.
He may have a chance.
Yeah.
Your show has a positive impact on a lot of people and the best. Keep doing what you do.
This kid may make it.
And I just sent him back an email and went, you've done a good job, but don't let all this go to your head. You're still a little 15-year-old punk ass.
There you go.
He said, oh, by the way, my dad's going to email you in a couple of days.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Call a 15-year-old punk ass again, see what happens.
That's when I sent back, I went, whoa, what'd I do?
Don't worry about you.
I still think it's fascinating, somebody that age. I think at that age, I already had a respect for police and fire. Mm. Fire, it's not hard. And again, if you got something burning and you're really worried about something and you see those lights coming down the streets, like I said before, it's like a lightning bolt from heaven.
Yeah.
Who is that? Is that the fire department? That's God's posse.
Uh-huh. It is funny, though. I was at a certain point, you're at an age where you don't like the police because they're the ones that are ruining your good time. It's like, you know, they shut down the party, or they won't let you throw water balloons at cars when they drive by. Whatever the case is, I was having fun. Why are you ruining this?
I'm doing this out here so far away from my house so my parents won't catch me.
That's right.
Then you got to come along and act like a surrogate.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the blue. You just keep me from doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then threaten to tell my parents about it. And then you reach an age where you get older and realize, yeah, they were right. I should not have been throwing water balloons at passing traffic.
They're just water balloons. They don't do any damage.
Yeah, but it could have hit some old lady. She wigs out thinking it's, you know, I don't know, end of times. And she decides to pop a curb and hit a car oncoming.
Yeah, and the stuff we did as a kid, I'm lucky that I didn't end up locked up.
Mm.
Dropping mannequins out of trees on cars.
Jesus, man.
And then you got to stay in that tree until they're gone.
Yeah, you do. You are committed.
Okay. I'm sorry. What do we got left?
All right. Real quick. A 34-year-old man went into a grocery store in Cambridge, England last week. Walked up to the staff and told them he was robbing the place, and he threatened to kill them if they didn't give him the money. Then he whipped out his gun. Okay, it was a gun, but it was a photo of a gun.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants a piece of this?
Yeah, the employees weren't quite as intimidated by a photo of a gun as they would have been by a real gun, so they stalled. They stalled the guy while they called the police.
Would you be as scared of a lithograph of a carbine rifle? I got one of those.
Do you?
I can keep holding up pictures until you're scared.
But if it's a lithograph, that's pretty... Mm-hmm.
I got an etch-a-sketch of a Thompson machine gun. These are all dangerous weapons. I'm not somebody to screw around with. I got a finger painting of a pop gun. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. About a cave painting of an Apache helicopter.
That's pretty cool.
I got a hieroglyph?
Hieroglyph?
Glyph?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't use that one, so never mind.
Okay.
I got a Polaroid of a Swiss knife.
Mm. I don't know if that's going to be all that scary.
Yeah. That's got the tweezers in it. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got the tiny scissors.
Okay, I don't have a whole picture of this. It's a negative, but it's of a grumpy cat.
You could nice. Use that to hold us up? Give me all your money.
Give me all your money. I'm going to show you this Betamax tape of a running lawnmower. Okay, you have pissed me off to the extent now.
Uh-oh.
There's a velvet painting glow in the dark black light of the A-Team van.
Take all my money. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. And for all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.